Now we're on to old business. Now it's the budget.
Paul?
Yes?
I need that list for the tax.
Now, this is still, well, we need to formalize the budget, so, and even with it being formalized, there still may be further discussion, especially with the next item, number two, will probably be reopening up some of those budgeted items. So,
can I put out a proposal that we worked on? I'm going to let me hand it to you. Don't take one and pass it around.
I will.
Here's the second page.
Thank you.
And we're going to tell you why we did what we did, what we were thinking.
Can I compare it to the one I had we looked at last month?
Yes.
So I have a reference what our draft, right, last
right.
month's draft looked
right.
like.
Mm-hmm. Well, we went off of your draft.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Let me see where I put yours.
Yeah, we're going to fix your sheet.
Right here somewhere. Okay, right here's yours. Hey, this was yours. We had a couple questions.
Okay.
So, if you look at the beginning, we have on ordinary income. Has everybody got one now? You all have one? Okay. The assessments on our income was 125. That's if everybody pays, right? We have building facilities and rent, and what I believe was what was put into the budget, what we have tentative budget, is actually things that have actually occurred. So they've kind of...
Historical.
Right,
reference.
Historically brought them forward. Now, we don't really know that we're going to get those things. We don't know that we're going to have cabin reservations of $3,000. Those are projected. That's actually projected, not actuals. So our actual is 125.
Can we find out where are we at on cabin reservations? Do we have a figure now?
Do you have
a minute, and I'll find out.
Okay, let's Linda pull that up. That's a good question. Okay, as we're going through, let's drop down to wildlife and Pontagon. Larry, are you in here?
Larry, sir.
Yes, we have. Now that has been a realistic thing. Has anything changed that we will be able to?
We should be able
to get the 5,000 again this year. Okay, so we felt that was pretty realistic. Store sales, if we go back to reality, I don't feel that there's any way we're going to come up with $5,000 in reality in sales and stores. We made $800 last year. We put money into doing those things. We know that we have to have some things, but $800 we felt was more realistic than trying to grab $5,000 out of the air. So we're going to... I'm more of a realistic person. Sorry, I'm in numbers. Okay. So we kind of dropped that down. And then the tractors, the equipment rentals, $500 could be fair, a fair amount.
I think we, yeah.
But we don't want to project something we're not realistically going to have. It's always good to have more instead of projecting that we have it and trying to spend something we don't have.
Okay.
So the total came to 136,300.
Okay,
a little less than what we had.
Right.
Okay, and then as we went through, we didn't change a whole lot of things. We left it there with auto. Last year went way over the budget of 20,000, and I'm not sure why that happened, and maybe we want to take a little look at some of the, if Linda can get that for us.
I think some of that was because the fuels were in there too.
Tractor repair.
We had a lot of repairs and
a lot of
Okay. And vehicles.
Because that was way high on us. And then we had unleaded fuels, diesel of 36. Okay, there was a couple things that we felt.
We separated that out from the
That's
original.
Right. Fuels were together last time.
Right.
And you had nothing down on cabin maintenance. But historically, we spent probably around $4,000 on cabin maintenance. Now we're already at $1,000 on cabin 7.
Right.
On your list, is So we felt, so we took that extra money. We took, we've taken some of that money and we put it there. Now I'll tell you where this came from. And cabin supplies, we were just going off what you've spent. And so we're kind of following that rule, although it's probably, that's not a good rule to follow.
I think you're in line with what we decided last.
Right.
Last month, yeah.
Right, and that's, we're pretty much the same in a lot of the things, just a few differences. The problem is, it doesn't set well, really well, that we're just historically spending money. We need to have some kind of budget in there, and then that's the end of it. So there's got to be necessities and things that we can't overspend on these things. So there's a lot of things we can do without. So here is cabin supplies. We didn't change any of that.
Headquarters
area. I don't even understand what that cost is. Does anybody know what the headquarters area? Why we're spending $2,500? What is that for?
Well, the improvements on the windows and the things like that on the ranch house and the paint, all those things were headquarters area. The work that's been done on
fencing,
the
fencing.
Fencing,
you know, there's fencing that needs to be done.
Bring them
so.
Up.
To,
no fencing.
I mean,
fencing
has its own category. That's why I'm wondering.
In the headquarters area.
And we spent large, yeah,
we spent money on headquarters already. Is there more stuff that has to be done?
Yeah, there is. There's some other moldings and
okay.
things that need to go in. And
well, and we're not talking just the ranch house. I mean, we're talking some of all the outbuildings
yeah, that's what they're
are on their last leg. Either
yeah.
we need to really still put
roofing
some money into
them
so that we
yeah.
get
yeah.
some more life out of them or they're going
right.
to go
no,
down.
No, I agree. I agree. That's why I'm just wondering
right.
if they're, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah,
what's
the store, the barn, the
right.
the tractor shed, the old blacksmith shop, some
well,
of those.
You know, a lot of that,
so
can, a lot of that can be sweat equity, though, too, and we can try to get member participation and we can find that probably another way. And I see your point. If
and itemize
get,
it. Let's
we,
say
we
what
get,
things we need before we just dump money in, is all I'm saying.
I'm just trying to figure out, as far as the headquarters cabin, our house, I mean, I think we're pretty, is there any more windows that we need to put in there? No.
Honestly, I'd like to see some insulation. The north wall is cold.
Well, none of those walls are insulated,
right.
from what I understand.
But I'm in firm belief that if we insulate the attic, I think we'd be set, honestly.
Okay,
well,
so
we could definitely cut this down.
Okay.
But we could insulate the entire
well, that's
attic
what's in here at this point. Okay, that's what's in here at this point. Now, I'm just moving on. Those were just some questions.
No, but we
I
do
thought.
Need to, no, before we move on, we do need to look at where we can free some monies up. Okay, so I'm okay with reducing that cost. Because we did put a lot of money into it last year. We shouldn't have to put as much money into it, huh?
But I have another proposal, so let me get finished, and then we'll come back to there, okay?
Well, there'll be more.
Was done last year, paid for now.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
you know what? Because,
plumbing.
You know, that could, Rick Willett's plumbing could, you know, he could come in and done us, and we'd be done.
I don't know how many years you have before you have to pay a bill that hasn't been sent to you.
Yeah.
After
that's
7 years.
6 months.
We're good then.
Okay, laundry. Now, porta potty, we had a question on porta potty.
So we reduced it because we were higher last year because we had two of them out there. We don't need two of them out there.
And maintenance.
And maybe
I cut that off.
And we were going to haul them out.
Why
ourselves.
Why do we have 820 on there? There was some.
That's what it'll cost to have one porta potty out there.
For that, that's their monthly for 12 months, or not even 12
no.
months.
No, for the season.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's an idea. Why don't we have our own outhouse?
Well, we talked about that.
Build an outhouse there and maintain it would be built. So $820, you could build an outhouse
well,
cheaper.
Well,
than
more than that. Legally, we can't do an outhouse in today's nature, but we would have to do a
like the forest,
like a forest service, either a buy a self-contained unit or something that then goes into a small leach field or something.
Or one that
yeah.
they pump.
And
right.
we can't really put that near the water. That's the other problem.
Yeah.
Unless it's a self-contained vault. And those are fairly expensive.
Those would be
expensive.
They have incinerator ones.
The county would be all over us for putting waste that near to water. So it anything there would have to be self-contained.
I agree.
Okay,
you know,
well, we'll check
I would say it wouldn't be a problem. You know, you might be able to get away with doing something like a composting toilet, but again, the cheapest price on a good composting toilet, vented one, is $900, and then we'd have to buy an enclosure, And then I still don't know if the county would have a problem with it or not. You could
have a problem with it. Forest Service builds them all the time. We can check into those.
That's where we felt we've got a budget. Unless, you know, this year we could really look into that and possibly invest our money and build something more permanent. But until we do, we've got to provide this.
I think we need to provide this because it is convenient and it is, you know, better to have that out there than not have it out there. Because if we don't have it out there, we know where, you know, what's going to happen. Anyway.
Well, let's check into the body thing.
And I think we should look into, you know, something permanent. There's nothing wrong with that. And we also need to do that. And look into that for up in that the old cabin area that's just above there, because we've been talking about that for a long time too. You know, that's definitely
right.
Something we should
where,
be looking into, and to what we can build in there. And I think we can probably get away with it, you know, for maybe $1,500, do a composting toilet with the structure, and we'd probably be okay.
Yeah,
and there's a one-time fee instead of continual. Okay,
right.
You know, but there's maintenance involved in that.
I know. Let's we're gonna
okay,
have to
we'll
table
that
for
okay.
future. We want Sean to go through the proposal.
Okay.
Now.
Propane is what we've actually paid out. The numbers that I have here on our list, opposed to John's, was that these are actual payments that we made last year. And so that's why the numbers are increased or decreased accordingly. So
propane will go up.
So the propane that we put out was $15,000. Now, I'm not so sure that we have to have that much propane. I think there's a way that we can probably cut back on this stuff if it's building fires, if it's whatever we do. But we need to take another look at propane because the price is going to keep going up.
Well,
most of the people I know are now building fires instead of using propane heaters, that type of stuff, because of the cost.
Well, that what you have is an increase of $5,000 over what we discussed last month.
Right.
So there's the question. Okay.
That was the cost. Okay, so that was just my question.
Sean,
it's got a question mark.
In the ranch house, the only propane we use is for lighting and for cooking and for the hot water heater. We have not used a heater in the house. When we first
I know, you used the wood stove.
We did. We only use wood stove, just so you know that we're not.
Oh, and that's good.
We haven't even turned it on. In fact, I have my sewing machine in front of one of them and the kitchen table in front of the other one. We don't.
And didn't we say that we thought that one or another had a leak somewhere? We were thinking that there was a problem with where we looked at that, and that was one thing that we were going to try to keep up on is doing regular monthly or biweekly checks of the levels of all the propane units to see if we did have a leak somewhere. I know that was an issue at one time.
Yeah, we had a few
They fixed those. They said, I don't know if you can hear him, but he said they got those fixed. It was just a couple of little places. Once in a while they get one.
Is the propane tank behind the tool shed in use? Okay.
But
okay.
It is full.
Yeah. Store for supplies, we dropped down to $1,200 because we did only bring an income of $800 last year. I felt like we don't need to put that much out into the store supplies.
The reason we did that is that our rationale was if we put more store supplies there, we'll make the money that we wanted to in our...
We haven't made our money back yet off the last one, so I don't know that...
Not only that, but we were totally wiped out from the previous administration, let's say, by everything just being ransacked. And so we had to kind of... We had to bring that back up to something decent.
We'll have to do some
tracking. I don't necessarily know that we have to put as much.
But these numbers still don't work. If we were putting out $1,200 and only getting, I mean, this figure needs to be, it's not $800 profit.
Sure.
Right,
we're getting our money back.
No, we would just expect.
But by your numbers, we're going to spend $1,200 to get $800 back. We're losing $400.
Well, if we spend $2,500 that they have on the budget and we only get $800, we're still in.
I've turned in more than $800.
No, we haven't spent $2,500 on store supplies.
Yeah, we made some good money.
And that's where.
But we need to track that better so that we.
Yeah, because that's what. Well, that's what the books say.
Okay.
So I can only go with what the numbers say.
Right.
Hey, that's a good question.
Is it an $800 profit, or is it an $800?
No. That's all. That's got to be gross. That's what I'm saying. That top figure's got to be gross, minus than what we went to spend on candy bars and soda pop. So it's got to be more than $800, or we might as well just go flush $400 down the drain and close the store.
It's not. We use some of it for laundry and things like that. So that's not.
But we need to have a true total then,
right.
Because that's not a true total. Okay. So that's where our check and balance has to come in. All right.
Okay. I just brought this just for Reddit because I keep going back to, but this is a 10-year cash flow. This is actual numbers in store revenue between 1988 and 1997. Store revenue here was, let me make sure I'm reading the right line. And so I know we've come off a bad spell. 1600, 2000, 2000, 2900, 2600, 1200, 3600, 3300, 2400, 3000. In 1997, we brought in $3,072. Now, if we were doing that over 10 years ago, there's no reason we can't do it. At least, I mean, I'm not saying we'll be overly aggressive because it's an income. I'm happy to undershoot it, but we should be.
Oh, that's good. We should be doing that then.
Yeah.
Okay. That's right. We should be doing that. So we need a better accountability then on our whatever we're bringing in on our store. Okay. Telephone.
You're going to make me up a plate?
That's the same. 2220.
Oh, I did the same because that's really not unreasonable at the rate we have to pay in town anyway, but I don't know if there's a cheaper way to do it.
Well, that includes all of our cell phones and everything, so that's...
Okay. Trash, the tools, we put in $1,000 because you were going to do some... We've already spent half of that for tools. They've already done already that this year. So we have to kind of decide what we're going to do and then do the toolbox. But if we're going to do the toolbox and we've already spent half the budget and we're all into February, then we better be getting some donations in for tools or something before we can go out and buy any more tools. We need to stay within some kind of limit. The tractor upgrades, vegetables are the same. The website,
bookkeeping's on
it. We're doing bookkeeping. I lost this part. Here we go. Okay, on the administration, that's where I came up with this. Okay, the administration was for bookkeeping. That's Linda.
Right.
Right. Okay, this was Linda. And she felt like that we needed to include her dues, her annual dues in that for her fees. And that was a question I don't know.
There was some talk about that in October.
Okay. And then the merchant fees, those were actuals of $900. Those are actually what they paid out. Okay. Board meetings, I don't understand why we need $1,000 out for having a board meeting. Do you? Is there costs? Is that what costs us?
Well, we've got substantially reduced the cost over teleconferencing because right now we're going off of the prepaid minutes, so it's a lot cheaper than if we were just using the phone lines through the hotel here. And so, that could be reduced. That could be reduced substantially.
Okay, because I feel like that was way out of control here. Okay.
So what did we have?
We have down $1,000. That's quite a lot of money for teleconferencing. If people wanted to call in, maybe they could call in on their own dime.
The annual meeting.
That's the annual meeting. We provided food for the annual meeting. We did also do a potluck. So, yeah, that could be substantially reduced. So what are you looking at? $500? $400?
$400, I would think. And then if people bring potluck and do those things, it should be, I would think, way.
What are your thoughts?
I think, what do we want to budget for the monies for the annual meeting? And then how much does it cost for the prepaid minutes that we have?
Yeah, can I jump in for a sec on that?
Yes, Vance, go ahead.
If you hold a 3-hour meeting once a month, all year,
Okay, I realize some are shorter, some are longer. I'm just averaging here. We will be under $100 using the Verizon cards for teleconference costs.
Okay.
Oh, and then we're some meetings we will not be teleconferencing.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Some will be more, some will be less. I just calculated it out for three-hour meetings once a month. It came to $62.64. So throw $100 at the connect cost only. I don't know, you guys are talking about other stuff, but the phone cost should not be over $100 unless Verizon, who we have no control over, decides to mess with us.
Okay, very good. So if we drop that down to $400, we should be able to buy.
I would actually probably go lower. I initially put in $1,000.
You spend $100 for our meetings when we have our annual meeting, and if we do any other kind of food type meetings, then
most people bring it, and then we do our own thing.
Yeah,
so
I would say $250.
We don't even have to do that because guess who's doing?
I think $400 is reasonable.
$400?
$400. Well, $400 total, then you'd say $100 for teleconferencing.
Are you using the facility here at the hotel besides that?
No.
No,
okay. They had given us a letter and stuff and made that available for charge.
Okay, just checking. Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you for checking because we need to make sure that, that, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
That is Parsons.
Yeah, thank you.
Acknowledge that.
Internet store band, that is, Linda, tell me what that is again.
Computer service for the ranch.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's internet.
Our band is $49.99 a month, $50 a month.
For the ranch?
Yes.
So that's $600 of it.
Okay, and the other $240 was?
New hardware.
No, Linda was on, Linda's on Internet also on her computer. She's using it. If we had an office, we would have that possibly, or it would cost us even if we were on.
I just use my own.
So she's been
well,
using.
Well, for Linda, she can deduct her own internet service on her taxes. But normally, if you're a remote teleworker, you pay for your own internet.
So we could reduce that back to six. What is it?
Well, we would just, for our internet services, we would just pay for our Starband, whatever the monthly, the yearly Starband.
So you can take the whole thing written off of your taxes, Linda?
Well, yeah, you do that as a, she's a contract. She's not an employee so much. She's a contract worker. So she's able to, as business, write off her, expenses that way.
Yeah, we don't pay her for her internet. But we have to pay for the ranch's internet service.
Okay. Legals, we got the same because we kind of up in the air yet. We don't know. Tax library. Oh, on the liability or the property insurance, you didn't have on here, and it actually is $5,055. Your auto insurance is $1,228. What exactly are we insuring on that auto?
Our vehicle.
That's comprehensive.
Which ones? It just covers all of them? Mm-hmm. So it's a blanket coverage for all vehicles at the ranch?
They're all on their items.
And we talked at one time now, whether the van or some of the vehicles, are we using or not using, and when do their registration come up? And
they're
whether
up now. That was
the van
and the truck.
Somewhere we just need to make a wise decision. If we're not going to use it for a year, let's not pay insurance on it and re-license it to have it sit there and the tires rot off. I mean, it was one that somebody donated.
Yeah, the van was donated.
So is it something that we should and can use for at least shuttling laundry around the ranch?
I think we could
use
it. Since we got the Rhino.
But do we need to use it?
Right, that's what I'm saying. What's the most efficient? Right. Is there any value for us to
to keep it, or do we need to sell it? What do we need to do with it?
I guess we could sell it. I haven't used it yet. I don't plan on using it.
But if you've been there for more than half a year, coming around to a year, and we haven't used it once, and you don't think you're going to use it the next 6 months.
But it didn't work.
Yeah,
but it does?
I could get it to work.
It needs a starter or something.
Battery and a starter. I think it'll be good.
Well, but if we're not using it, if we don't need it, they're just, you know,
okay,
rusting away there.
The old Ford that's out there, ready for it.
Are
okay.
you using it?
I haven't. I'd like
the old Texted truck?
I'd like to have another truck, which I know I can always get that one working. It'd be nice to have two trucks.
Well, maybe you could get rid of the van and get in, trade him for a truck or something.
Right.
Well, we've got the truck. Or take the money that you buy from the van and repair the Ford, and then you have two trucks.
Okay, we can go over that later, so let's move on. That was just my question. I didn't know what we were insuring.
Well, it's a good question because they're both up for license right now, and that was one of my questions, too, about that. So.
Okay, so we can probably reduce our insurance if we do that.
Yeah.
Take one off?
Yeah, not by a lot, but yeah.
Probably down to 1,000.
Okay, well, let's check on that anyway. Okay, management fee caretakers. Now, this also includes, if my understanding is right, it also is the with the withholding.
30,000 includes, put 30,000. That's for the withholding, but I believe that may be on another place here.
Payroll services. Well, no, I had that actually as a question because I didn't know what the withholding
was. No, it should be 30,000.
So we need to put 30,000 on those?
Yeah. That's
because of the withholding? Because you still haven't got in your Social Security or workman's comp in that.
That's where I had 42,000 because I was also covering workers' compensation. And
well, it shouldn't be that much.
I'm not sure what that is.
30 is more realistic.
30,000 is what it is.
What is the workers' compensation on that?
Yeah.
It's not
what
that
are we
much.
Paying, Linda? What are we paying?
Workman's 7.85. So this is if the 27,240 is what they actually get.
30,000.
That's
our net. Our gross is
30,000.
Right, including the tax.
But workman's comp on that's at least.
And then there's workman's comp.
You know, $500-$600 bucks.
Right.
And unemployment. You've got, unemployment insurance, you've got a question mark.
That's why I put that in there. Yeah, employment and Social Security. I wasn't sure what they held out. So it's probably, $30,000 is getting close. And then your unemployment and Social Security, you've got to have in there too. So I'm not sure.
Well,
we need to talk to Niall about that.
Social Security in that is 10% on top. So if it's 30,000,
it's 33,000.
Then it's 33,000.
No.
No. Let's ask.
Is it 27,240?
It's not 10%. So let's go.
Wait, from 30,000 to 27 is 3,000 less, and then that's the employee portion.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the employer has to pay the same amount, which is would take it to 3,000 above to 33,000. So that's. Wages and Social Security are calculated together would be like 33,000. That still does not include unemployment or workman's comp.
Right.
Okay.
But so we should have that figure.
We need those numbers. We need those numbers from Niall. Okay, Niall gets paid $550 to write the checks and do the withholding. So we need an accountability of that, wherever it is.
It's in my office because he sends it to me and I write those checks.
To Workman's comp?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what checks now? What check did you write last month for that?
That's
a once a year.
But it should have came out in January.
Withholding is quarterly.
Quarterly.
Withholding is the 3,000.
On February 1st, it was due.
Right, but unemployment insurance is quarterly.
Yeah.
And workers' comp insurance is annual.
Right. Okay. Let's finish working on that. Okay, printing and postage, we need to save as much as we can on those.
Right.
So I appreciate Linda has tried to combine a bunch of things together trying to make
those. Well, we're trying to go to a web newsletter rather than mailing that out. That would
save us some money.
A year, two mailings a year.
If we did a web letter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is security? Does anybody tell me what that
security is? The DSR tags that we put in the windows.
We put in security because there's concerns out there for the ranch that it's not as secure as it can be. Ben has talked about some camera systems that you may
signage or cameras
signage
in some way to
cameras.
Try to regulate or know who's where.
Okay, so that's kind of a unknown. We haven't figured that out yet, right?
Yet.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's a new category. We're trying to determine what we want to
work on. So we don't really have a number because we don't know yet. Okay.
No, there's no historical number we've got in there. It's new.
Okay, the website, Melinda, GoDaddy, and InfoWeb. It actually comes to $1,330 according to what we paid. Now, we need to know. Okay, you guys, tell me what GoDaddy is, what we're paying on
that
GoDaddy.
That just registers the name.
And the register of a name is
no, they host our site.
No.
They host our website.
Oh, do they?
So they're hosting
they
the
host
website.
They host
what's InfoWeb doing? They're the carrier.
They're not. They were hosting us the first part of last year, and then we went to GoDaddy in spring.
So they're not even in there.
So now they're
this year. Well, they pay. We pay.
So this year it'll be exclusively GoDaddy.
We are exclusively now.
Yeah.
Okay, so is it going to be that amount that you just gave them?
Actually,
something.
I've emailed Melinda because of our questions on this, on that, and she's checking into if we overpaid on it on some of that last year.
Well, you might be double dipping on that one
because
if you still had paid out for the whole year, usually
they crossed over. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and she's checking into that for me.
Okay. So that could be less. We need to check that one. Maybe $1,000. I'm not sure because Melinda is. What do we figure?
$65 a month.
I know that came to $780. Isn't that what it is? Well, so it's pretty close to $1,000 then. Plus GoDaddy was $229 something. Okay, miscellaneous on summer miscellaneous help, and then office supplies $1,000. That's probably part of your computer, whatever we're doing now, because we just did.
The computer's in that, yes, but also, you know, other things.
No, paper, right, ink,
folders.
Whatever. Okay. Okay, so we're going to be over budget on that one already if it's $1,000 and we've already got a computer, right?
Well, it's $439.
Oh, so maybe it'll be in it.
This is right. Yeah, it should be good.
Okay. The other things I think were pretty much the same. Let's see what we did. Livestock. Yeah, we didn't change any of that. Petting zoo. And then we talked about that, and that was feed for $600 feed for what?
Petting zoo animal feed.
Yeah.
We
okay.
just had $50 a month to contribute towards that.
Okay, $50 a month. Okay.
Right? Because they've been paying it out of their pocket. Most of it's their animals, and they were paying for it. But if they're the ranch atmosphere.
We're still feeding the peacocks, not like they eat a lot,
and
we didn't even think about it,
right.
Honestly.
Does anybody use the llamas?
No. We do.
We
feed them.
And are the...
They talk to me.
It appears that the halters may be too tight.
I've tried to get them.
They're loose. They just look like they're...
With their hair?
Tight. We're trying... The kids are getting where they can get close enough to them to touch them now. So we're hoping that by spring we can actually catch them and take the halters off. But if you look at them, they hang under here. There's space.
They have their winter fur.
They're just
on, so it
that
looks
hair
real
is like really.
Is there use for them? Why do we have them there?
If you can't pet them.
Huh?
If you can't pet them.
The summer.
I think that they used to be petted. When we started, we had seen pictures on the website of them being led around with a halter and stuff because they were actually part of a petting zoo or whatever at the ranch.
Now here's the history of the llamas.
They're feral now.
Were rescued by Travis and Melinda down in St. George when the big floods came. They got out of their pen. They ended up in their backyard. They kept them. They called the sheriff, who called animal control. Animal control called the owner. The owner said he didn't want them, so Travis and Melinda kept them. The owner's property was in California.
Yeah,
they
had to walk down the river, huh?
And so... They were brought out to the ranch to be part of petting zoo, and then they have kind of been let out, you know, to roam free, as free as the wind blows.
No, they're just wild animals.
They're actually really tame. If we could get them sequestered again, I mean, I've been with them. I've been able to grab them. I've been able to put a lead on them, but they. Since they've been out doing their free roaming thing and not laying any eggs, they just have gotten kind of wild. So what we need to do is catch them, ultimately, put them in a smaller pen, get them used to being handled again.
Could we get some antlers on them and have a season this year?
Right. They're good to ride.
$1,200 more in the budget.
They're good to ride.
Barbecue
good. Dale, did that answer your concern for them?
Is that
okay having them just roam free? Or did we want to?
Are they ever going to be a liability?
That's my other question. I don't know.
Everything's a liability to some degree. But I'm curious, while we're on this, is that the only, we have two llamas and some wild peacocks, is that the only association animals, livestock?
Wild cats.
Well, we don't want to feed livestock.
Coyotes.
Coyotes will take care of that.
Cattle are gone now. But with the only large animals we have are two llamas that we have.
Come and go whenever they feel like.
Well, I think that we need to assess it seriously the next 3 months or something and see in the springtime if we can get them in and make them so we don't feel like they're a liability and can be enjoyed. If they're that wild, nobody's really enjoying them, they could be a liability, then we may need to look at moving them.
Yeah, they're gone.
When we came for our interview, we saw them, and I thought, how cool. And then we didn't see them again until, like, I think mid-July. There was guests there, and I was talking to her. I had my back to the, like, I was facing the store, and she goes, oh, you have llamas? I forgot I was talking to her. I said, oh, llamas are back, and went running a few llamas. But, I mean, it took them, we didn't see them until July, and we got here in May.
So you want me to pin them up and
catch them?
I think that if we could get them into a bin, into a corral, just to handle them and see how they react.
I mean, they're good to ride and pack if you ever get them.
Yeah, we get for packing, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll put the laundry on.
Well, until somebody has more of a feel of, are they getting wily enough that if somebody's on a horse going across an open pasture, are they going to attack them?
The kids are out. Our kids and our dogs and every cat, everybody's out with them all the time. The peacocks are walking under them. I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, while we're talking about livestock, is $2,500 too much for fish? Or what are we doing?
For fish? No.
Yeah.
No.
It costs a lot of money.
How did we do on our fish? Do we still have fish there? Or we,
a lot of bass now.
I mean, if there's bass there already, if there's fish
in the lower pond?
In
all three ponds.
Actually, we're actually breeding in the upper pond.
Yeah.
Larry, what are your thoughts on this, Larry? Help me. Do we need $2,500? That's my question.
Well,
see, the budget is
seems like a lot of money, but that's not a lot of fish.
I understand it.
isn't a lot of fish.
The size fish we got last year, they were huge.
He's not going to bring that big.
We shouldn't have gotten that. I don't know why we had an order like that. It shouldn't have been that way. But the problem is those trout, you know, they're not going to spawn, or a majority of them. So basically, the fish go in, the fish go out. That's a non-recurring.
Dustin, we talked the year before. We talked about getting fish that will breed, and so that we wouldn't have to keep restocking.
But nobody wants to do that.
What we should do is, if we're going to get some fish, get some that are going to breed, so we don't have to. Obviously, the bass are doing fine.
I mean, we worked on this years ago. The ponds are not big enough and deep enough and have the gravel bottoms to really get a lot of native fish. And then by the time they're catchable, you're years out. And so I think to get smaller ones that have some catch and release help, because you get these old mamas, and the fish hatchery will always dump them on the dumbest person.
Right.
They'll bring up the big ones that you think, whoa, those are beautiful fish.
They're cleaning out their
breed cows, whatever they are, you know. And so we just need to get more fingerlings that are big enough that are fun to catch but have a couple of years in them before they're 2 years.
Yeah, we just got ripped out. Last time they sent us the wrong things, a truckload of dead ones and then another one of who knows what.
His pump wasn't recirculating.
The second load was free. He didn't charge us for the second load because of what had happened with the first load. I already talked to
him. I don't know that we can get the price a whole lot of lead. Because if we cut and only get a half load, I mean, a lot of it's the transport and everything to get them up there.
Well, something, too. You want to spend $2,500 on fish to have put in the ponds and have the bass chew them up?
Well, and that's the other thing.
But I don't think that's happening. You know, I caught trout last year, and actually, you know, they were decent. Whereas in previous years, I hadn't. So, you know, I don't know that the bass are eating all the trout.
Well, I think from
and all the bass I've got caught are small. So,
well, I think that by having the bass in there, they're not going to eat the fish we buy. But we pretty much guaranteed we're not going to have any of the native small ones.
Yeah.
Okay, we're moving
that's
on.
True,
past
they won't breed.
Sorry, we have to get past the fish. We're going on to
I know, but getting back to this wildlife, I mean, is $3,500 in fencing materials? I mean, are we still
okay? Okay, crop management. We haven't got to that. Well, let's go back to crop management on the livestock. We had crop management and erosion control. We have $3,500 in.
A lot of that's been addressed because
we're
going
to
have ongoing maintenance issues with erosion every year.
Exactly.
We're going to need
that.
Okay, well, let's finish this thing and let me tell you what I propose here. And we have the fencing materials that we have. We know that we need fences fixed. Fish need to be stocked. And we have, I was just wondering about the food for the petting zoo. And then we have contract services for $6,000, and I think that's part of your cattle guards and gates and doing plow. That's how much was paid last year to people who were plowing, you know, grading roads and things like
that. Yeah, that's Larry Elder, who's great for us.
That's our roads.
And also Alan Seed, who did some contract work for us.
Okay, 9%. Okay, BLM fee is something we can't change because that's a $500 per year for a 10-year lease. So those are set in stone kind of things. We have a system maintenance repair, which is what we were thinking was going to cost to repair that water tank. That's $15,000 that we set aside for that. And then down on the bottom, if you drop down to the next category, miscellaneous on your property taxes, that is $6,000. And those are things that we cannot adjust. Okay, there's some things that are variables and some things that are costless that we have to do. If you'll take another look at all of these things that I've asked you, those are things that we can massage and change. Those are things that we could probably cut back. And when we have the thing like Dell's proposal, well, he's come out and said, you know, he's made the proposals to do a lot of this stuff. We have the money to do that he could actually take and do those improvements with if he agrees to take those projects and do them. Now, see, if we have a manager who does that, then we have somebody in control, accountable for that money. As the way I see things going right now, I would have a screaming fit if this was my business, because if you decide to go buy something, he says, go ahead and do it, and you do, and everybody's just going off doing 15 different projects, and nobody's accountable to somebody, we have a really bad problem of all this money just trickling out and we're not getting major projects finished. We're not getting things done. So the best thing for a business to do is to have a manager who says, okay, this is what we have, this is how much money I have to work with, and these are the projects we need to get done. They need to do that, bring us a projection saying, this is how much we can do. This is how much we can fix the tank for. This is how much we can get the roads graded for. This is how much we can do our erosion control with. This is how much we can do. And bring a proposal, and that's what a management is, so that the board can say, yes, we can. We agree with that. That's what we want to have done, or we don't want to have done. So we don't have seven people on the board trying to help manage and micromanage program. Don and I can't handle the same business having two chiefs. I'm going to tell you, it's really hard. When you got two chiefs, it doesn't work. If you got seven chiefs, it'll never happen and we'll never get anything done. The board isn't really set up to do that kind of thing. The board is kind of an overseeing thing that says, that's a great idea. We're representing the membership, and we feel that that's what the members want, and that's what we think we should move ahead with on this or that. I don't know what you guys' feelings are, but it frustrates me because when I go to do bookkeeping, and that's what I went to school for was bookkeeping, and I'm really like wringing my hands over this. I think that there's some things that we can trim down and things that we could actually get done
if we squeeze
a little.
If you went to bookkeeping school, then you would know that a manager would be another expense.
That's what the board is here for.
That's exactly right. But do you get paid to do this?
Sure. Each one of us do.
We get,
don't pay our annual assessments.
That's right. We make $400 a year to do that. Okay?
Yeah,
I don't need a job, $400 a year. But I tell you what, I would give my $400 a year to somebody to manage if somebody wanted to manage the job. I think that that is something that a foreman on a job can't, if they save their money, I have people who do that. I have a foreman, and he hires people to do the job. He is worth his weight in gold because he makes his own wages. The item money that he saved me, he makes his own wages. So it doesn't really cost you anything. And then you have, we have people here that would volunteer their time. They do volunteer to do things, but we don't want to make them do things. I'm not going out and shoveling ditches. I'm telling you, I had my share of that, thanks. So we need
we don't have set figures yet. Even we talked about
it. Here's the problem. It's a great idea, but it costs money. So we would need to know what would be the cost of a manager to do that, because we would need to know the cost and do we have the money in the budget?
Well, that's where we're setting it. Let's stay on topic. Right now we are setting the budget and talking about numbers we're going to put towards something. We can debate later whether we hire a contractor, this is money so that the Braytons can do it, or this is money that can go towards some of the things that Dale is willing to donate time to oversee. How we spend the money and actually where we get the best bang for our buck can be debated later. Let's decide if some of these categories should be more or less than they are.
Okay.
I think we've kind of gone through most of them yet.
Right. We've gone through this. We've looked at the categories, but I'm going to just stop the discussion here on the budget, and I think what would best, if we find on our next item, which is Parks and Properties proposals, we have additional information that we can bring forward, and it does affect the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what I have, let me get my information together here.
Well, anyway, what the final total is that I have left in the budget
than
what
we
have.
Though. That's not firm.
Right. And so, but if we change these things, we'll still be pretty close.
Yeah, but we still won't be firm on it.
Right.
Because we still don't know what the Social Security and the unemployment tax are. So, you know.
What do you mean it will be less than?
I
show income revenue at 136 and total expense 126.
Right. So there's still a $10,000 difference there we have to work with.
No, $1,000. Oh, $10,000. Excuse me.
No.
Right. We do have $10,000 difference.
I can tell you on payroll and stuff, we probably only have five, but we still have $5,000 we could put into miscellaneous or contingent or put into some other
improvement. And that's what I'm saying. There's less expenditure out on the things that we've done, and then I'm trying to squeeze those down to give us a little bit more so that we have something for emergency for those types of things. There will be things that we end up going over, but we need to have, we don't have to budget right to this penny. We can have some money in reserve. What happens, because the economy's not so good, how do you know everybody's going to pay their dues this year?
Right.
We don't know that.
We don't know that. So we can't really budget so tight that if they don't pay, we can't afford to function. We need to skinny up our budget.
We need some wiggle room.
Right. Okay. So that we can have, if we don't get that, we have a little bit to move.
Well,
anyway, that was my
plan.
Another topic that I wanted to discuss, maybe not right now, but we're talking this number if roughly most of the people pay their dues. I would like to know how much do we have right now in past due bills, and where we've now gone into another year, we need to address where we're at.
Linda can answer that. Linda has gathered the money, and there's not any past due hardly. She brought quite a bit in. Last year, you're $22,000 over from last year that she actually gathered from past dues. So she doesn't. There's not that much money left in a past due account.
Some of those that look like past due were a misunderstanding on how those dues ran. So
she's gathered most everything. So you go. We can go back through that on another thing too,
right,
if you want.
Well, we're going to need to, because this is past dues are
we definitely need to address that. It's money owed, and we either need to come up with a way of securing that debt.
I think our, you know, we historically, I think in the bylaws is when, you know, if they're a year past due, it's again earning interest. But after it's a second year past due, then there's usually been at least a lien placed on their lot to ensure that if they went and sold it or something, that that's brought current.
Well, you need to. Well, I know, but you need to.
Okay, but let me go. Let me
tell you who they are.
Another time.
Because it's a lengthy discussion. Yeah, and it's not that much money. We went through it already.
I think it's more than what we think it is, because we don't have hard figures on it, but which we can get. I don't know how you've gotten emails from Dale and Patsy. The board has, and there was maybe some misunderstanding on my part, and I thought that he was withdrawing from the proposal, but that is not the case.
I didn't understand that.
That was, but what I have talked with Dale, and is this, he's still wanting to, he's still entertaining the lease agreement, but it's still something that we're looking at and needing to work on. He has talked with the lawyer. He has drafted some information for us to look at. And so that, and his, also with his proposal, he's looking at, you know, how he's going to fund improvements to the ranch with that.
I have to back up. I'm sorry. Do we still owe money on the rhino? I had a question
no,
down here.
No, I was sent it.
So it's
January.
all paid for. Okay, I just didn't know.
$3,000 in January.
And that was what paid it. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Sorry,
I
just had a note I didn't finish.
And so we asked them to, you know, put together some specifics, and he has come back with some specifics. Dale, do you have copies for the other board members?
Here's
a
copy.
Yeah.
John, I'm definitely interested, the same as we talked about for 5 months, to be crowded into a full 20-page lease today.
Right.
I don't have the information.
Right.
It's just not... is not coming together in a win-win situation that we've talked about. And so I'd like to be patient and keep mulling this thing and getting everybody's input so we come up with something that is good and solid when we do.
Right. So basically I think what they were saying, it did say in here on the letter that Patsy wrote, is that therefore we withdraw our offer of lease agreement for the board to consider at this time.
Yes.
Okay, so what you were saying, I guess, is that the 90 days that we had authorized, we're not holding to that.
Well,
is that correct?
We're not 90 days yet.
No, that's true. But
next month, hopefully, we'll have it finalized by then. But anyway, I've handed out a copy of the land and water lease agreement that we had a month ago. You asked that we give you an Exhibit A, which I have here. You asked that ranch headquarters be omitted, which is certainly in order. And then you asked that number 7 be put on, that any expenditures significant be approved by the board. It's only decent and cautionary to have that in there.
Right, because we needed to know what expenses that we may be on the hook for.
Yep.
Now, you have, since then, you have talked with legal counsel and brought together something else.
And I'll hand this out to everybody. Also with Johnson's, have done a beautiful job up there on the reseeding, but they have asked for, and the board has talked about, there should be a letter of understanding so that, again, there's not some surprises on it. And so to help John out.
You want me to read this letter?
Would you please?
Okay.
There's copies for.
This is the letter that we're going to send to the Terrell Johnson and family. Dear Terrell, Austin, Michael, this letter is a memo of our understanding as to our relationship between Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association and the Johnson family. We are pleased with the cooperative effort between your family and DSROA in working together on agricultural projects at Deer Springs Ranch. Following are some points to keep in mind, and these are bullets 1 through 9. Number 1, About 400 acres of land has been made available for agricultural production. Number two, water rights and irrigation may be made available for crop production jointly. The irrigation can be improved as funds and time become available. Number three, Dale Clarkson and Paul Brayton have been asked to assist your efforts when needed. And number four, no cash flow from crop production is expected to be paid to DSROA during 2009 and 2010 farming seasons. Johnsons are to cover all necessary expenses and are entitled to all cash flow from their farming effort during this period. The Johnsons, number five, the Johnsons may move forward with equipment and expertise in removing brush, preparing soil beds, planting, cultivating, and harvesting all crops planted under this arrangement. Number six, the Johnsons may assist in the improvement and restructuring of the irrigation system at the ranch to benefit their farming efforts. Number seven, limited housing accommodations will be considered for the Johnsons' use at the ranch. And I underscore just considered. So obviously, anything would on those lines would need to be approved through the board. Number eight, additional acreage may be made available for farming by review and considerations of both parties. And number nine, at the conclusion of this two-year lease agreement, an extension will be carefully considered to benefit both the Deer Springs Ranch and the Johnson family. And it goes on to say, we look forward to an excellent and profitable relationship in the future. We appreciate the good efforts your family has put forth, and please let us know if other items need our consideration. Now, what I would also add to this, and it's signed, it would be sincerely Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association, myself, John Southwick, as president, and DOE Clarkson as committeeman on this project, along with the signature by Terrell Johnson, because if this is to be a memorandum of understanding, we should have all parties signed here on this agreement, on this understanding. And that I would also put in here that bullet number
six.
As far as liability issues, that, you know, Johnsons are to cover all necessary expenses, are entitled to all cash flow from, they also within the, they are responsible. This is basically a sharecropping agreement that I can see, and that liability should be addressed in this, that they are responsible for their own actions and would, you know, be liable for anything, obviously, if it's a detriment to the ranch. That's just something I would like to see put into this.
Insurance liability.
How would you have a liability to the ranch? Would you?
If somebody gets hurt out there.
Yeah. Well, that's covered by the ranch because we are.
It's not a share crop. We get nothing.
Right. It's not a share crop. All they're doing is using our property.
Okay.
And our ranch insurance covers that.
That could be a serious liability because we could be sued and lose our insurance.
We could make this for $1, and then it would be a share. There would be a revenue to the ranch.
Well, it would be a lease then, not a share.
Well, it says the lease right here. Okay.
Yeah, and if we do a lease, then they hold the liability.
I'm just tossing out because I'm not, you understand me.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
what you're saying.
And this
you're right.
Is kind of a lease.
Yeah, but if we're going to put this in writing, we...
it's a legal term.
Yeah, I do think we do need to put in something about liability in there.
That's right.
I think they need to...
The main thing is to clarify that, again, we don't want them to be responsible for what Brayton's doing at the ranch house, but we don't know on every minute.
Now, the benefit that we are getting, it may not be monetarily, but we are receiving a benefit because of the aesthetic value. And so, but if we wanted to put like a dollar per year or something like that for these 2 years, I don't think they'd be opposed to that.
No.
So it's more like a lease. Is that what you're trying to say? Like
it says,
a lease agreement?
And it does say this 2-year lease arrangement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I apologize for not having something. I thank Dale for helping me with this, but not putting this in writing before. But I do think to cover ourselves, we I appreciate that.
I would add, though, the liability issue.
And I would add that, yeah.
And I would.
We do need to add something in there.
The item number six, I would recommend the Johnsons may assist in improvement and restructuring of the irrigation systems at the ranch to benefit their farming efforts. That one's a pretty heavy-duty one, and I would just say with board approval.
Yeah.
Especially if it involves anything to do with the pumping or distribution of any of the waters at the ranch.
Yeah, well, we already agreed that these
right
2 years that there was not any, that we
irrigation.
Weren't going to
yeah.
do provide any
well,
irrigation.
Well, this gets into irrigation, though. Number six.
Yeah, it does.
Into the irrigation. And it just needs board approval because it's something that we're expecting.
Well, I would add, instead of board approval, because a lot of these things we've still not really seen until, I would say, under Dale and Paul's management or something that's out there in the field, because they've been spent a lot of time with them and are very comfortable. I would say under management and Dale's direction.
If I had a question, I can always bring it to the board
right,
over the
right.
phone.
Please, please do.
That's what I would have.
So
your consideration is
consideration.
You know where the water's going right now.
Irrigation system has been
diverted
for
any reason.
Efforts,
for
is that
the purpose? We just need to know.
Under committee management.
Yeah.
You better put the committee
under,
management.
Under
approval or something.
Management and committee approval.
Now, if are we done talking about the agreement? Because there is
no.
something.
No, we're working on it. Sorry.
Okay, something related to this.
How are you putting it under committee?
Under management and committee approval.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. And they have our ears and eyes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. They do.
They are our ears
yeah.
and eyes in the field. I appreciate that.
And committee men approval?
Now, where's
Dale?
Is there another bullet for, should I put a number 10 for a liability or?
Is there?
Or
well, let's just say that
the
ranch isn't going to be liable.
The ranch cannot be
held
liable. Yeah.
Liable
yeah.
for any.
Winter wheat.
Any problem they have.
All winter wheat.
Say you got poison wheat or something, you know what I mean? Well, they won't be accountable for that. We won't accept any liability for it.
Just when he's
mentioned,
he should.
I would just say, I would say, Johnson's hold liability for their farming operation and
release all liability.
Yeah, hold harmless
those activities.
TSROA.
There's a lot of stuff. I think John could word this and retype
yeah.
the thing. Or
I just think make a note somehow on however.
Take time.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So number 10 is liability and hold harmless clause.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
you
get it in there.
Clause.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a good
thing. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Let's move quickly.
Okay.
We had the attorney write some, and I am giving you now page 1 and 2 of his document, which is an indication of the direction we're going. And on page 2, there's some changes to the lease agreement that we discussed last week or last month. You can take time to read the whole thing if you'd like.
We'll have to send copies, emails, or to...
Yeah, can we just scan it and send it to me and John?
I think you get a file right here.
Yeah, we'll have to scan it and send it to him, too.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a pile of them right here. We have Ed and Martin, John. I mean, sorry. Okay.
That was a good slip. By the way, number 3 says 15 years. We object to that. We think it should go back to 10. would it be possible for extra copies in the future for guests? So is that not appropriate?
Well, we never know how many is going to be here, so it usually goes to the
board. An extra half a dozen wouldn't be.
Yeah.
I would think that we ought to be able to post that.
Post it.
Vance can get it up if we get an electronic copy.
And that's why it's in care where it's not licensed, but now I'm a bar license. Yeah, that should be done. Yep.
Thank you.
That's where I'd make a few minor adjustments. Just so I can keep that one there.
Because
it's water. So that shouldn't
be on there.
Well,
and look, they've got nothing on
there. Right. Some of that's already amortized out because it started
1999.
Appreciate it. Dale, number five, can you just explain number five a little bit?
Number five.
Yeah, and what are your thoughts on that?
My guess is it's a boilerplate paragraph.
Yeah, well, quiet enjoyment's a legal term, just saying that, I mean, in essence, it is a lease to whoever, and that during that time, we have ways of managing the lease or getting out of the lease. If there's a problem, if there's not, then it's not going to be a harassment thing. I mean,
okay.
You know, that's
right.
In answer to a question that was posed, this does not take this property out of the footpath of any of the members.
Right,
using horseback riding, going to fish ponds. I see nothing on it. If they want to build a building, then you know, we need to be involved. If they are going to set up a camp for outdoorsmen or, you know, some kind of a organized program that may have an impact that would frustrate what's going on, then we're interested. But as far as what the people have done for 30 years up there, as far as chasing wild turkeys or walking across or riding horses or those, I see no problem at all with any of those things.
And the acreage involved is the common assessed age, the association acreage.
Yeah, and I have a map here and stuff that
we should
minus
that.
Approximately 150 acres, which would be headquarters and the cabin turkey. Now, also, would that affect, you also talked about the lease BLM lease acreage, too. Okay, that's also in this proposal, and it wasn't in the first proposal. First,
I don't know. Do you want to keep it?
No, I don't.
No, I thought that. I
no,
thought
I
was because it was talked. No, it was.
Was it?
Yeah. Well, because it talked about. I mean, that's what I thought.
We talked 2,000 acres. We didn't talk.
2,000 acres. Yeah.
We didn't talk about, you know, the BLM lease.
I didn't know how he had it written. I thought we had talked the water and
water
grazing
water.
In the 2,000 acres.
Yeah.
Because now there's almost no grazing on our private ground because all
nothing
our private
there
ground is on dry land farming. We've got to keep livestock off of.
Right,
the next couple
right
of years.
I think the BLM needs to be managed as part of the livestock land arrangement. And so
yeah, the reason I break that, I bring it up because that, you know, we just talked 2,000 acres. And so, and as far as the use of the property, I do have a question as far as the last sentence on number six, the use of property, and when it says Clarkson shall be entitled to sublease all or portions of the properties to others without restriction. Now that I
mark a line through.
I might have some heartburn over, you know.
I have some heartburn with that too. I think the original discussion was that any of those types of projects would be brought to before the board before anything was done. So if that's not the case, then I would say I don't agree with that.
Okay. Any other
major
thoughts on
yes.
it? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So.
And then I would also ask.
As long as use the property as
Destin. I'm sorry, Destin. What's that again?
Yeah, I would also ask, what are your plans for the water rights?
I have no plans whatsoever right now. We're trying to save the water rights,
keeping them
get them legally established, and fill some ponds, build some ditches, see if we can get the water out for beneficial use. I have no secret magic.
Sure. I'm just curious. If you want them on the lease, there's a benefit from having those. There's a plan or a use for them. What would be the plan? You know, because otherwise, why bother? You know, leave them in the control of the board. Then
land and the water needs to be used.
You have to have water and land.
And his proposals are to improve upon the water rights. So you know.
Yeah, and I think that's great. I don't have a problem with that. What I'm saying is what is the plan for it? I mean, if I'm going into this and saying I want the use of the land and I want the water rights in my name to do with what I want.
No.
What are we going to do with them?
No, that's not what it's saying.
Dustin, none of the land or water rights will transfer to anyone else's name other than DSROA.
Yeah.
They'll be leased to him so he can use the water right for any other purpose, right? So what are we going to use the water rights for? Yeah. I mean, if we're improving, you know, improving things, I don't have a problem with that, and you would need to have those in your control to do those things,
right,
I would
right.
say.
And that, right? There's another handout that goes with that, so that would probably make it clearer. So
like I said, I don't have a problem with it. I just want to know over the next 10 years.
We're still. This is a process. This is we're still going through this process. Nothing's set in stone. Okay, so.
So we're gonna get the next handout, and then we'll.
Curiosity is the bottom.
Yeah, and just notice, you know, I don't have any of these handouts in front of me, so I'm not seeing anything. So
I know.
Have to tell me and summarize. It's not electronic, so maybe next time we can get these.
Okay.
So I may be asking stupid questions because I'm not seeing the handout, so I don't.
No, you're all good. Hey, we got one more. We got a couple more to go.
Amendment number one, which says this thing can be canceled out in 60 days. We can't do anything. You can't do anything. 60 days is not an appropriate time frame, and it tied in.
Dale, hold on one second. What you're referring to is this original. Draft. Now I'm just letting people know because they can't hear. They don't know what you're looking at. It's the original lease agreement or the proposal last month.
That we had
90 days.
Yes.
Or 60 days. We had 90 days to approve it. But in number one, what he's looking to is number one, basically what I'm looking at. Okay. You've withdrawn from this.
Well, we're
modifying it to this. Yeah. Okay.
Growing.
Right. Exactly.
Number one, the 60-day cancellation is not manageable. That was tied in with number three, which said if you cancel us out and we've spent money, we need to be able to recover that. That caused some heartburn, and some of the people said, "Well, what if he spends a lot of money?" And then we cancel him out, and we don't have money to.
We have to pay his debt
back.
Yeah.
And so I'm suggesting that both of those be scrapped and left off under this second sheet, and then number seven down at the bottom be modified to read that clerks must have the approval of the board for any expenditures over a certain amount of money. We put in $30,000, or the total amount of his personal annual membership assessments. The clincher there, however, is the next sentence. Clarkson may spend the amount of his personal annual assessment or more on improvements to the property he has leased without reimbursement from DSROA. So once it's spent, it's gone. It does not become a liability for your letter.
I want to pass. I go, Dale.
Well, his letter, well, it's faith. If we go this direction, Brent is not going to get billed for the improvements.
Well, I don't mind. I don't mind offering my time to help with some things.
And you have. Uh-huh.
Could you be specific about that, though? The assessments are still going to be paid to DSROA?
Are they or are they not?
Well, if they are paid to DSROA, then we could allot that money back, those monies back for the improvements that we were going to make.
Yeah, but that's coming out of our budget then.
No.
We would have to reduce our budget by that amount.
Budget, he could take the money that we have set aside in the budget for those improvements.
I think it depends on whether we want to keep our water rights and our land and make improvements on the ranch. It's that simple. Deer Springs does not have the money to do it and have not been very aggressive in tweaking the budget so that it would be available. And so I think we've come up with an alternative plan to do that. Here's the Exhibit A that goes along with that first one that you might have and use, which is just a legal description of the DSROA land that's involved, less the acreage for the headquarters and the things that we're not going to be using. So there those are.
These are saying south, southwest, north, north.
They're just legal descriptions of it, adding up to 2,000 acres.
With all of the numbers on it, Mark, so we can understand what these are about.
Yeah. So,
are these the areas that are being excluded?
The 150 acres being excluded.
Along with, yeah, that second sheet of handwritten.
Okay.
And by the way, you may look at the map. Here's a map of the, here's the headquarters area that should keep everybody back away from the headquarters. And then here is another map that shows the cabin area and the fish ponds for 90 acres up there. So I put 90 acres there and 60 down here, 150. If you want more side hills or trees or some other things.
So that's the exclusions on this.
These are the exclusions.
Well, we'd
on
have
the yellow sheet.
We'd have to add, if we were to do, we'd have to add, and we wouldn't be able to do it by acreage. But we'd have to do some sort of description as far as the airstrip.
Airstrip.
And X amount of feet wide that we haven't decided yet.
That's where the cattle are.
Okay, because that's
in the pond.
One thing, that's being under agriculture use right now. But still, that strip needs to be protected. And I think, I know Dale and I have talked about that. So we'd have to just, it is, you can define it. Maybe not legally. I mean, you can't even do it. You could do it legally.
Sometimes what you do on that is you say 100 feet from the center line.
Yeah.
And yes, at the center line.
And that's on the airstrip.
And that would be on the airstrip. And we say, you know, it in a northwesterly direction from, you know, from X amount of distance lengthwise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And everyone understands and then knows what the airstrip. So it's pretty clear. And I would have that also part of, what is this,
Exhibit
A?
Or Exhibit B?
B is the second one. This
B is, okay, A. As part of Exhibit B then.
This is the exclusion. So you want to add the airstrip. 100 feet from center line.
whatever we haven't decided, whatever we...
we need to ask a couple of our aviation members
the designated airport manager is Phil Hall, so we need to...
Yeah. Doesn't he go on the airplane?
Okay.
We have another.
Okay.
Oh,
all right. So this is we've asked for more information. We have more information to mull over.
I need clarification on that addition to number 7. Are you saying where it says, and I've heavily underlined it, Clarkson may spend the amount of his personal annual assessments or more on improvements to the property as leased without reimbursement from DSROA? Does that or does that not mean that you are not going to pay those assessments into the DSROA budget?
I think it can either go in and come back out.
It
can not go in at all. It can be budgeted separately. I want you guys to come up with the details as to how it'll work.
That's $30,000 right off of the top of the budget.
Yep.
And I understand your assessment concerns. I have no doubt in my mind that you have assessment concerns, but that was a long-fought battle, I understand, to get those assessments paid to DSROA away for their own expenses. It cannot be taken this out of it that lightly for your own personal development.
And isn't it
you're talking about here, anything that you choose to spend it on that amount.
No, that's... Read the rest of the paperwork, please.
I have read it.
No, you're
right. And I couldn't get past this.
No, here, read this one.
This one's coming around right now.
This is that.
It's still delegating $30,000 or your assessment.
But wait a minute,
what?
Dave. We still have the right to say whether he can do those things when he brings them before the board.
Here's the other part of the water thing. I'm not going to drink the water. It's going to be used on the ranch to benefit your ownership.
These are what he's suggesting they would be used for. That, both of those 2 pages there.
And it says it's in the budget.
Right.
It just so happens. There. Let me get you this other one.
I think what Dale is saying, these are improvements that need to be made. We've addressed them. We do address them every year.
But we haven't done them.
But and it's hard for us, you know, like the erosion control.
Let me ask then in a nutshell. With those $30,000 delegated to this, and it's all important work, what is going to make up the $30,000 in the budget that we need?
I think we've got a
Where is that
suggestion?
Going to come from? Do not.
Yeah, I thought this would be on top of the budget. That now suddenly we're saying we're taking $30,000 out of the budget and put those back into out of the control of the board. I'm not seeing that there's a benefit.
Board. It's not out of control.
No, it's not out of control.
It's out of control,
no.
Board.
What happens
if those things are already what we budgeted for, and he can do those improvements that we have budgeted already for, and then take them out of our budget?
If you find any one of those in that budget right now, as it's been forecast for 2009, I'd like to hear it.
Well, the erosion is on there.
Yeah.
You should read these out loud, please, for those that are on the
On the
phone.
Okay, I'll go ahead and read this. Barry Clarkson is drafting a 10-year lease on about 1,800 acres of land at Deer Springs Ranch as described in Exhibit A attached. This lease also includes the water and water rights to be developed and used on the ranch. These items are being considered for maintenance and development under the lease. Number 1, BLM grazing permit.
They would pay that instead of us. Instead of coming out of our budget. That
Number
was
2,
a lot of what they're doing.
The lease grazing rights. Number 3, livestock plan. Number 4, crop seeding. Number 5, tree planting. Number 6, erosion control. Number 7, fencing. Number 8, food production. Number 9, map. Number 10, budget, which is a part of the budget. It wouldn't be the budget. It would be, obviously, these things would be addressed as part of the budget.
Number 11, the proposal of the Finley Cabin restoration. I must put restoration there. A pavilion. Number 12, a pavilion. Number 13, a Deer Springs, which is, let me go back to number 12. It's something that has been discussed time and time again as a place for a meeting and a place for gathering for events or families or members. Number 13, a Deer Springs Wash Reservoir, obviously dealing with the water. Number 14, new cabins. And I question new cabins a little bit because I would like to see, I mean, obviously I think some funds would need to go towards the cabins. You know, maybe some maintenance, or, you know. So I'm going to just put cabin maintenance or cabin.
Well, you've got cabin maintenance in the overall budget.
No, we have the I'm sorry. Maybe maybe if we're doing like a remodel or a restoration to make it new, mm-hmm. I'm just.
Well, I was thinking that's under you and the board.
Yeah, but this is currently under the board, but this is also under our board oversight as far as.
This would have to do with if we can come up with a way and a reason and a logic and the money to build some new cabins.
Right, okay.
That would be presented to the board.
Right.
As to how, when, and where.
Okay.
So this is a new cabin. So
right, but could we also discuss a possibility of with cabin remodeling or?
Well, I think you discuss that with Paul, not me.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go through this then, okay. Number 15, been lined out.
Scratch it off.
I would scratch the lodge. It has been talked about for years, but it's also something that, you know.
We don't think we can afford yet.
Yeah. Number 16, a new wells, also dealing with the water rights and proving up on water systems. Number 17, RV pads, another thing that we felt that, you know, there's another way of generating some revenue for the ranch also in you know, future years, and RV trails. And I have questions on quite a bit of this, but this is just some of the where Dale sees the maintenance improvement and development under this lease, where those monies would go to, and so that is part of the proposal. It doesn't answer your question fully.
Not even close.
Here's my thing is that in exchange for the lease of the land and for the water rights, he spends the money that he would have paid to the ranch anyways, or additional monies.
No, the dues are already being paid to the ranch.
Okay, so what's the benefit to the ranch? I don't see that there's a benefit on our side then, because that's money we're collecting as it is.
What we had discussed in initial meetings is that
this would be additional.
Going to take place income, including from the crops that are grown, water that is processed. Any of those things should sustain any expenses that you have. Otherwise, it would not be considered by the board. It can't detract from our board budget. It can't detract from the funds that we have to operate the ranch. If it does, and we're looking at $30,000 right off of the top, then it couldn't possibly be acceptable.
Okay, let's look at this.
Yeah, there's no benefit to the ranch then.
I just went through. You got crop management and erosion control, $3,500. You got fencing materials,
$3,500. Erosion control is not going to be the very same ones that we're dealing with currently.
Why not? Why not?
No.
Because the board is not dealing with that crop that is being grown out there right now, or the erosion associated with that.
With the crop, you've got to prove up the water rights. What are you going to put it on?
Then prove up the water rights.
But I'm saying,
do not do it at the expense of the board.
But I'm saying we have money for that, Dave. We have $3,500 set aside to do that.
$30,000 to do that.
No, well, wait. I'm going to show you where we can find some of it. So if you can do, if you already have crop management, erosion control, fence and materials, which we don't have any fences anyway because we have no animals, it could be put off for
a little while because we don't even have any animals at this point.
But this is not how it was originally presented. This was originally presented that there would be no cost to the board. Now we're saying let's take $30,000 out of the budget and then put them into control of somebody else, yet so where's the benefit there? I don't see that. It's turned totally around then.
Okay, wait a minute.
That's turned totally around. I mean, there's no benefit. We're giving a lease in exchange for you spending our money.
I disagree.
I disagree with you.
There is benefit.
We just have to figure out
where the benefit's going to be and how we're going to, you know.
Can I have a minute?
We're just trying to.
Because I just want to know from what. Dustin, are you there?
Yeah.
This is Ben and Dave.
Yeah.
Part of my question, from being on the board before, I contended, you know, 10 years ago, people said, we never have enough money. And I said, look, $100,000 a year over a 10-year period is $1 million. If we planned 10 years from now, we should have something to show for it. However, here we are sitting 10 years from now later, and we have nothing to show for it. My question is, the point is, whatever the figure is, I don't know if 30 is the magic number. I mean, that's one on a paper. Let's say it's half that or whatever it is. Do we feel as a board that we can show more to the members, benefit to the members a year from now or 2 years from now? Or do we believe that if Dale takes it and puts in his donated time and effort to implement that, that he would have more to show for it at the end?
So essentially what you're saying is in exchange for a 10-year lease on the ranch property, association property, and the water rights, we give him $30,000 a year out of our budget to use plus whatever money he wants to put in. Is that a correct statement?
Correct.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Then I would say that's not a fair deal. I would say then if you want the better fair deal is we scrap that lease agreement entirely and say if you really want to experiment and say let's give Dale control over an amount. I don't know what that amount would be. I don't know that $30,000 would be an appropriate amount because I don't know that we have that in the budget to do. But say we say an amount and call it a management amount. He can turn that in, use that to turn it into gold to do whatever he wants with to do that if we do that as an experiment. But that having the lease, that's worth way more than the time used to spend the money that we have. I don't see that a 10-year lease equals to that. I don't see that. Now, if it were, we're giving you a lease on a property which has a value and the water rights in exchange for you paying to do some things with no money out of the budget, which is that was what was proposed originally, and I remember reading it, no money would come out of the budget, and now we're saying now money is coming out of the budget, that's totally changes the deal entirely around.
Dustin, this is Dale.
Yep.
That was not part of the original. The original was very clear that we were going into this to make the improvements to save expensive water rights. And my original proposal was that we would actually be involved in cabin improvements and management, renting out vacant space, other things that would have helped balance the budget. Some of the board members objected to us suggesting budget change as far as income and expense goes because that was our intent to present that for the board to evaluate and say, gee, yeah, this looks good. Let's tweak it a little here or there. Maybe the income can be increased or maybe the expenses drop. But that was our initial thing. Is that it would not cost the board for these items. The board chose, as far as I understood, to accept two or three of the items, but not approve the others. And so then we went to an abbreviated plan that said, and you have to decide, is $1 million worth of water worth saving? Is the land and the improvements to the ranch and the activity worth some expense? What have we spent on the last 10 years, or what are you going to spend on the next 10 years? I'm suggesting that the budget can be tweaked, that a budget can be presented to you as a board member for a certain amount of income and expenses for the board's discretion, and a certain amount of income and expense for the improvement of your permanent assets. It's not my assets, it's yours. And I think that all of you are logical enough to see the two budgets and say, gee, this does make sense. It's time we start respecting the assets that we have, and we start taking care of them and maintaining them, and go ahead and look at the possibilities and not close our mind and say, I don't even want to listen to it because it won't work. I think it will work.
Let me get back to my question. And, Dustin, you explained some of it. Dave, I'm curious because do you think as a board that we could spend this whatever amount of money more effectively to improve the association property than Dale can?
At this time, because of the budget that we currently have, I firmly believe that we would spend it in a different manner. And if there is any individual thing, I have nothing at all against Dale's development and ideas. If there's anything independent of a lease agreement that he wants to submit to the board in any one of these categories, it should be considered. But it should not be considered in a lease agreement in lieu of $30,000 that is currently needed by that budget. It's the simplest way that I can put it. There are very good ideas in here, and I have nothing wrong with anything that Dale needs to do to help him develop and improve the value of his parcels and improve the value of the ranch and the association itself. But it cannot be done at budget expense. It can't be subtracted from that budget unless it's a line item matter, not a 10-item, 10-year lease. It just wouldn't work that way. Now, if we subtracted $30,000 from that budget right now, mysteriously we would still spend everything that we've got by the end of the year. That's just the way the government and budgets work. There's no doubt in my mind. But right now, there's $30,000 in that budget that we just finished discussing that is earmarked for several categories. To step in and say, here are 20 categories or more that you feel are more important, and by the way, most of them are, I felt all along that you should use whatever development you have with that association property and its associated income to support those costs. Not the budget.
Well, I have a chart here, two items I might make. Number one, let's say there's $150,000. By me donating time and knowing where, how, and when, I think I can give the association and the ranch better improvement by taking a little chunk of that budget and doing it. I don't think, and that's nothing against Paul and Nancy, they can work. They're going to work their head off anyway. Let them work and do their part of the budget and do everything. They cannot ride all the horses. And so decide on a chunk of the budget, which is mostly in there for them to use and make the improvements that they possibly can and work their tails off all summer and all year and do it. Mine was to not charge anything for time, but there are some expenses that I don't really think that I should eat. There's no money. Let's say, for instance, we've built reservoirs. We're filling the water up there now. We're building ditches and doing those. I'm not going to use any of that water. I won't touch any of it or the product that comes out of it. The product, we're trying to get it for the Johnsons to improve.
Right.
I think they're going to lose their shirt. I don't think that they're going to have any money for all that they've spent. If we get the water in there, stuff, the next 10 years, it may be, you know, of value to them. So all we're doing is trying to improve this. And my thoughts, and I'm not saying it egotistically, but I think everybody in here would say that spending the time and effort and doing these things in areas that we do know about and historically have been involved in, we can do more for a chunk of the budget. Now, we put $30,000 in here. It really is not going to be that much. I think my dues this season is $24,000. And I would guarantee to give you receipts for $24,000 worth of work and improvement on ranch assets that need to be worked and inspected and worked on, not overburdening the folks that you've already got up there, but doing some of these things that I would do just for the fun of it, in supervising and taking care of it. But in addition to the time and effort and the trips and everything, I really don't think that it's honest to say, oh, in addition to that, we want you to write out checks for another $25,000. So that's all I'm doing, is just balancing the thing to make the improvements that the ranch needs and to share in that technical management leadership area that I'm not sure, you know, if you want to come over and do it, that's fine, or if John does or if somebody else is available to come and do that and see that it's done and not let our equipment operators charge us double for the things that's needed up there. So I know where things are. I know what we've done. And I believe that I can very easily supervise and get you more benefit out of whatever the amount is. John asked, well, after a year or two, maybe there's no more improvements. If I can't give you receipts for work done, I'll pay the membership fee just like anybody else. But to
Dale, for what you're undertaking, I don't think you should have any trouble at all coming up with $30,000 expenses. I could.
Yeah.
I could very easily come up with that. So there's two possibilities then. We can go ahead with that plan, but instead develop a budget with $30,000 left in it, because I guarantee you will spend $30,000.
No.
Or $24,000. Your assessments.
I like somebody's pay as we go. I would plan to pay as we go, and if we not go ahead and spend $50,000 today.
I have to get this in here, okay, because I personally don't know any person who has more concern for the ranch than Dale, who's put more things into it, more money, more time, has more knowledge. We couldn't hire somebody to do the things that Dale knows how to do. If he it's not fair to him to come out and put a whole lot of money into doing things for everybody, and not us at least pay for some of the costs that it costs to do that. We're not paying him to do it. He's willing to volunteer his time, to spend his time to do these things that we benefit from. And so, to me, it's like you're looking a gift horse in the mouth. We can't pay somebody to do those things.
Realistically, you are right, but everything that you're discussing is a line item matter on the budget. It is not a 10-year or 5-year or even 2-year lease agreement.
Let me say one thing.
Can I just throw out an idea here, and maybe I can kind of come up with a different take that might cause less heartburn for people. I've read the email going around. I've listened to members' responses and talked to other people. And now that this new idea is thrown out, I've got some ideas in here, and maybe
maybe this sounds crazy or maybe it doesn't. What if it's possible, and I don't know if it is, we're going to have to look at the budget. What if we say carve out? Say we, it's possible to carve out $30,000 out of the budget, and that may be ripping out line items that we would be spending and that would be done in there. If it's possible to carve out that amount of money, okay, but we eliminate the idea of the lease. The lease goes away, but instead we say, here's that budget amount. If we carve out an X amount of money in there, what would a reasonable cost for you managing those projects, Dale, to you? What would be a reasonable cost? $5,000? $7,000? $10,000? Yes.
I'm not for hire.
Yes.
I'm not looking for a job. If I can go up there and have
okay.
fun and do some of the things that I feel is very worthwhile for everybody, I'll do that. I'm not for hire.
What do you think about that? Because I think some of that heartburn is, you know, if do we need to do the lease then? If we say you control this amount of money and we pay in exchange, we pay you something for your time. Well, I think that's possible, but we would have to look at the budget.
Dustin, hold on one second. I mean, guys, I don't know if we are talking different languages or what. Let's get something clear. I mean, does everybody understand? What Dale's been working on for 4 months in three different leases or a concessionaire or a line item issue, that's not for Dale to decide. It's for the board to decide how do we feel comfortable that we can manage it and make sure that it's taken care of. And I don't think that he cares how you call it. We can structure it a few different ways. But do we understand the money, whatever it is to be spent on the association property? None of that is to go to any of his personal lots or somewhere off in his corner of the woods. Do we have that correct?
Yeah, no, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay. Do we understand that Dale is not expecting or thinking he's going to profit at $1 an hour for his time on any of this?
I don't know, because there's things in there that say you
Dustin,
can sublease
Dustin,
at any
how
time
do you
with
not
no...
understand? If Dale says you give me a $24,000 credit, I will give you $24,000 receipts to the bulldozer operator or to Schultz and Supply for culverts or to the headgate manufacturer.
But that's not what we're talking about. What we're
absolutely.
Talking about also
that's what
is,
we're talking about.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. But I haven't made my point.
Okay.
So, but there is a value in that lease, is there not?
No. How much have we gotten that lease the last 10 years?
Actually, there is a value, because Dale put in there that he would pay DSROA $1,000 per year.
Oh, that's true. Does say that.
That is in there, but you haven't got the copy there.
There is a value in that lease. There is a value in subleasing that land for whatever uses.
Yeah, but we also struck that line out, too, for subletting.
Currently in our budget, it's this much.
Let me just, before we get too bogged down in this.
Right,
okay.
There's a value in water rights, right?
Hang on a second.
So we're saying there's not a value in those? Then what? If there's no value in it, then let's strike it out.
Hold on. We're dealing with, because we're having all this heartburn right now, is because we have set amount of finances available to us. Okay, in new business, I'm going to come up with some proposals that I have that will generate monies for the ranch. And I think, you know, I think that you'll find that with very little, if next to nothing expenses, we could generate a fair amount of income. And with very little of the property that's there. So I don't want to get further bogged down here, but what I do have proposals that I think that can generate a significant amount of money for the ranch, that this will not be an issue as far as.
Okay. Let me, if we generate more money, let me say this, because I think this is the reason. I mean, I've had some dialogue. We've all had correspondence. There's a concern in the association of Dale doing something that could possibly indebt the membership or jeopardize indebtedness. And so he struck those things out in this proposal to not allow that. I think that whatever, for accounting and just for tracking purposes, Dale needs to pay his annual assessments, and then it needs to be, if we went this way, reallocated through the budget so that it's an obvious, we have a budget, we allocated so much to maintenance and so much to some improvements. But of those improvements, I know how much a culvert costs, and I can buy a culvert. I'll buy culverts all day for the ranch. I just don't have the money and the time to go and install them. If Dale's willing to go and do that and install those culverts with his oversight for free, there's going to be a bill for maybe some equipment like he's done on building the reservoirs and has receipts for the actual purchase of the culvert. That's what the association budget that he's asking for would go
for.
Towards.
Okay.
If any board member thinks that we can oversee and hire contractors for cheaper, then he will go out there and spend 4 days a week overseeing them and directing them like we did this fall. I'm happy to hear that argument.
Then why do we need the lease?
I'm not sure that
why
we do,
the
and
lease
that's
available?
Where I think, like David said, maybe a line.
And
item.
I think that's, like I said, it's an interesting idea, and I think that's good. I don't have a problem with that. What I'm trying to understand is then why do we need the lease?
The lease, one reason for it is, as a board, we've had trouble over the years getting the board together and nitpicking each item that comes along. The lease adds some overall annual reporting and supervision, and there's some independence that it brings. That if the board, in fact, I asked a question a month or two ago, should the board members be involved daily or weekly on everything that happens? And if they can, that's wonderful. But I think that none of them want to be in that position, and so we let things go by default then. And so it really is quite simple as far as reporting and accounting and getting these things done, and it's measurable. They're visible things that anybody can see or find out about. So there's no hidden things. But I have no way of making money off of improving the reservoirs.
I'm not saying that there is, but what I'm trying to understand is then couldn't we structure this in a way with not having a lease? Could we structure it in a way where we say we pay you $1 to spend this budget, this amount of money, whatever it's decided, and then you account for it?
Oh, that's think about this for a second.
We figure out a way to do something like that. Can we do that without putting the
association
area and the water rights under lease? Is there a way to do that?
Justin, he answered your question, and then I have to agree that the way things go here at Deer Springs Ranch is that there's
a
new board every year. And we don't
I understand. So what you're trying to say, you're trying to establish. Okay, I understand. Let me interpret it. So, okay, well, I'm just trying to say. So you're trying to establish a permanence in that particular project. So you're trying to say, okay, I want to have 10 years to do this.
Please provide accountability on both sides.
Okay, so I'm just trying to interpret it into my words. Okay, so I get it. Okay,
I'm telling you like my kids.
So,
I'm just hearing cheerleading on one side, and Dave, step in here. I mean, I don't think I'm asking stupid questions here.
No, you're not.
No,
let John talk for 1 second.
You have a good point, and you have brought a good point, and yes. We need, and this goes along with what Dale's proposing too, is that the board needs to work out a master plan, okay, because we do have this continuity problem. We do have board members coming and going. you know, the lease agreement will provide some accountability and stability. It's something, yes, we can still massage it some more. We can still talk about different figures if maybe we're not finalizing the budget tonight because I don't think that we are, you know, but, you know, we have a preliminary budget and we're still operating off the preliminary budget, but, you know,
we have to have protection on both sides.
This is a process. We have the interest of everyone at heart. And we're trying to make improvements because, as you know and I know and the other board members and past board members, is that, you know, if we don't have a plan, you know, we don't plan to fail. We just fail the plan. Okay?
There's nothing I disagree with you on that. All I'm saying is maybe we can come up with a different instrument for doing that. And I agree. We do need to do a long-term type of agreement to do that, but I'm not sure that a lease is maybe the best instrument to do that.
If we need to address the exit clauses or the, you know, clauses for, you know, maybe 60 days is obviously too short. Maybe it's for just cause. Maybe it's for a lengthier period of time or so forth,
have
we can
Dustin
address that.
Well,
that's right. Dustin, if you have an idea, I know that we've talked and struggled extensively, whether we call it a lease or a memorandum of understanding, I see legally the difference is we continually, you know, kind of hold the 2,000 acres, and then we try to explain to Dale on a daily basis what to do, or we lease it to him under written guidelines that balance and control, you know, have checks and balances for both sides so that he doesn't have to check in on a daily basis. But there is the oversight on a monthly and an annual basis in his report and the prioritization of where they want to go. As we've looked at it, that seems to be simpler than having a directive or some other document instead of calling it a lease.
And the reason why is a lease is different. A lease has value, and a lease can be subleased to other people. So you can suddenly say, I'm not saying he's going to do this, but you have the power within that lease to do those things, and that has value.
Not if we structured we strike that out. I'm going
to have to. I don't know. I'm just trying to help so that if we can do this, I want to do this. I'm not saying I don't want to do this. I'm saying we've got to do this in a manner such that we don't have that heartburn problem, and then it goes away.
We're not going to be able to answer everything tonight, but I do want to open this up to a member of the ranch, Mike Duvall, to make a comment because he's biting at the bit right now, and I did motion to him, and it's not that it's usually done at the end of the meeting for open forum, but I want to give Mike a couple minutes because I think he's going to shed some light on this.
Well, I don't know about that, but I think there's one man, like Shauna said, there's one man on the planet that can do what needs to be done at the ranch, and he's willing to do it. He's got the time, the resources, the knowledge, the experience, and the record. So we cannot let that go, in my opinion. We've just got to think outside the box. There's creative minds around this table and on the phone. We've got to think outside the box to find a way to make it work because the ranch needs it. And Kathy and I haven't been part of it that long, but it's very obvious, having known the people that we do and, you know, talking with all of you, that the ranch is going to suffer probably on a very long-term basis in some pretty critical areas if it doesn't get done. Now, here's just a thought, and this may not work for you, may not work for the membership, but what if Dale, and just kick me if you need to, okay? What if Dale was willing to amortize that annual dues down 10% per year? Year 1, 100, year 2, 90, and then 80, 70, 60, because the bulk of his money is going to be spent up front. It's not going to be spent on the tail end of the 10 years, I don't think, at least from what I'm seeing. And what if the association was to assess a $50 annual increase in dues? That would take that $24,000 down to $9,000, and you could probably find a way to make up the difference. And any member who doesn't want to pay an extra $50 a year, when it's explained to them logically in a letter how they're benefiting, how the ranch is getting continuity of water rights and improvements in different areas, then they probably should have known a lot in Deer Springs.
Investing in the future of the ranch.
So just a thought. We just need to think out of the box and figure out a way to make this happen. And the least part in that's all going to get worked out. But, you know, you bring up a good point, Dave, about the $30,000. The board will be bankrupt. The association, rather, will be bankrupt if you pull $30,000 just like that right out of it, at least the way it looks in the numbers I've seen. So,
well, just to clarify on that, because Linda just run numbers on our proposed budget right now, stuff that we have in this tentative budget that would go directly to what Dale is proposing to do this next year, looks like we have about $12,000.
At least.
So that's about half of what he is saying his assessments would be this year.
But the same categories are not the same items that Dale would be working on.
Those three are. Those three are.
Not exactly.
That $12,000.
You talk I understand his need to do the things that he needs to choose to do, but they will not be the very same ones that we're going to budget.
But we don't. Do we have anything on those lines?
I think the key is, and I've heard, I think every member saying, I think the ranch needs improvement. I think everybody. So if the ranch needs improvement, and we're responsible people, improvements need to be made, and they need to be paid for. If you want to tweak the improvements, I don't have any crystal ball, so let's refine the thing and get moving on it. I think the budget can stand some very interesting changes. But until it's presented, so you can see, oh, yeah, it does balance, it does make sense, then we can move forward. I don't have anything that's cut and dried and concrete, but I am anxious to see the ranch turn around.
Here's the thing. What if there's $15,000 in fixing the water tank? I don't think it's going to cost $15,000.
Yes, it is.
Well, we don't know that for sure. We guess.
I apologize on the recording that our signal dropped for some reason. We're back up and running on teleconference. So we'll continue with the meeting at this time.
I'm not just driving up to the house.
The talk has been good. Trying to figure out where we left off here with this interruption.
You're going to tell us your great plan.
Dale does have, do you have this letter? Ben,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I do.
This one here? Mm-hmm. Okay. Dale has also done some research as far as past assessment. And he was going to, also part of a,
oh, I don't have that.
Part of the proposal book, which we would probably adjust. And we, obviously everything's open for discussion, correct, Dale? Okay. Not sure. Linda says that past due assessments are not that great, but Dale has, did you do this through research or did you get
She gave me a sheet 2 weeks ago that said how much. There's question as to whether Billy Terrell owes $2,700 or whether Billy Terrell will ever pay a penny.
Right. Okay. Does he owe? Whether he owes or whether he pays, that may be
two different things. Let's take an hour talking about that.
I think that we've got
to. He gave me a list of past due assessments.
Okay.
And that's the total.
Okay. And currently, what Dale has here is $21,200. That is a significant amount of money. And what Dale's proposing is that one half of these funds collected shall be used on the improvements to the property leased to Dale Clarkson or Clarkson Properties, and the other half be placed in the savings account for future emergencies, which is something that now in whose savings account? The Deer Springs Ranch savings?
Yes, right.
Okay, okay. Well, I know.
Oh, sorry.
And a contingency fund is something that we've always
talked about.
And
we have $1,200 in there.
And so,
do we modify the minutes, John? Because on this very same page, Shauna and Linda said that there is very little, if any, significant amount.
Right. Right. And that's where there's some discrepancy, and we have to find that out.
We've got to research that.
We've got to find that out. And if this is correct, it's a significant amount of money.
But it was handed to Dale.
Right.
Linda, why wasn't it handed to the board?
We during this process, we had given Dale permission to talk to Linda to get information.
But your question is still valid.
It's still valid, yeah. We need this, and that was another thing that I was going to talk about today is, you know, obviously the need for people to pay their dues.
Oh, yeah.
This is money, and I did state that earlier, that money due is money that we need to try to collect on. And how we go about doing that, I mean, is obviously a process now. And there's legal ways that we can, like I say, Ben had mentioned already today that, you know, we have process, you're 1 year late, no, you know, you just get charged interest. If you're 2 years late, there's a lien put on your property. This is all in our bylaws.
And this has been a problem for 15 years, I can tell you that.
Yes, it has.
There still are, we can do anything that's legally within our powers to get our money. Okay, now, not short of a sale of someone's property, personal property. If we have to force a sale, I could be wrong. I don't want to do anything like that.
I have to stand up for the members in a circumstance like that. If there are past due assessments and Dale has confidence that they're collectible, why weren't they significant a few moments ago in our meeting?
Good question. Dave, in May, that's the total. The total that I was given in May, the 26th, was $33,000. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm curious, which of those have been paid, which haven't they? It's really not my business. That's your business. Here's the other list that was given to me. Listen here. There's one that was omitted off there that maybe has been excused. I don't think it has been excused. And that's that's where I got the $21,000 was adding Nellie Hoyt's back on there. But you can debate whether they're owed, whether they're not owed, whether they're going to be excused. That's a different thing.
Where were these figures 2 hours ago?
No, they are significant, and we haven't addressed what Linda said.
We've got to get Linda.
I think the one thing, this is one of the examples where I honestly feel that I've been on the board before. I've watched the board the last 10 years. I'm on the board again. We do not follow and take care of business the way that a business should be run, and we fall down and fail. And so if we can divide so that we can focus on some of these things, and if Dale or anybody's willing to assist in some areas under our direction, that's why I would like to do that. But I can tell you, this was an issue 10 years ago. I was the president the only time that we sheriff sailed and auctioned off three lots of Deer Springs. Believe me, there's people that think that I'm a horrible guy for doing that. However, that was the bylaws and the system that was set up, and I don't believe it's changed since then. As a board of directors, we are obligated to the members that are paying to see that everybody's paying. And we don't just let stuff fall off the edge or slide under the table or go unaccounted for. But if you and I don't ask these questions...
Well, here's
then
the
how
point.
Do we know?
They should have been cleared as a budget category the moment that was brought up.
If you remember an hour ago when we went over the budget, I asked, and this is before I knew anything about this, I asked, where are we on past due assessments?
$21,000. Did you explain that?
No, you explained it.
I need the copy.
Okay. Part of that amount is those amounts that you and I discussed when we first got together that were people that do not pay assessments, but the amounts were building up because of the boards before and the people before, so that if that lot sold, then those assessments would be collected. But they don't own a membership?
No, that's what I don't understand, because all lots have a membership associated with it.
This is an issue that has been solved.
That isn't true. The all lots do not have a membership. No, they don't. There were lots that were created before memberships were ever given out.
Don't take 2 or 3 hours.
Okay. Are those the lots that are that we're continuing to assess?
Some of those have been assessed over these years that are never going to pay them because they don't have a share.
Well, here's the number. At Deer Springs, if you look on if you count these lots, if you look in this corner, you'll see 303, 304, 305. There's 305 lots in Deer Springs Ranch.
And there's only
if you'll read the bylaws, there's 300 memberships. And so there is some discrepancy there, and I don't know exactly how it's been handled the last 10 years, but we should be able to answer to ourselves in the membership.
We own four. I can't remember the amount. We own four. Thank you.
There's supposed to be memberships on
there are memberships on three of those. One not. Three of people who don't have any memberships.
You don't pay
three.
Memberships.
Right.
We own four lots, so that brings down to 301, and then there are... My eyes are starting to twitch. There are four others that are
okay. Okay. This.
So 200.
Okay. We're not going to take any time.
Yeah. This is a 20-year-long process.
We need to sort this out.
We'll do that through this next year.
So we're going to see where to get that money. Okay.
Okay. But getting back to this proposal.
Trying to pull now.
Where we were on as far as there are back due assessments. It may or may not be $21,200 that we can collect
not
on.
Not that much.
Okay. We need to know. We need to know exactly what is owed.
I will email it to you tonight.
You can't
until
you know the history.
Well, we need to know the history, and we need to know whose lots are not paying for what reason.
Yeah, well, you have who's not paying.
Okay.
So we got together.
If these lots that are not paying because they have been exempt, for whatever reasons, I don't care what the reasons they are, they're exempt. They should not reflect on what's owed.
That's right. And they need to be stricken from the record.
After our meeting last month, Shauna and I got together and I said, you got to explain to me what this is about. We discussed it. That's where we have reached that.
We're going to have rediscussed this, but
we can't get piled up on this right now. We need to do it
but
in
I'm just
the
saying,
board.
As, you know, that just makes it, we need to clear that. We need to clear this up because, obviously, you look at $21,200, that's a significant amount of money.
But that's not.
It is where I grew up.
Okay. So
it's not realistic right at this point.
So we're on record that we will have this squared away, hopefully by the next meeting. Okay.
Not hopefully, for sure.
We will have this squared. Okay. And it'll be known.
Okay.
Okay. Number two, the total amount of personal annual assessments. Okay, shall be used by Clarkson for maintenance improvement of property leased to Clarkson. That's still a debate. Okay. No interest may be applied to late assessment payments until 2009 budget is approved.
That should
but
be
I don't
fair.
Understand.
Well, because when we send out our dues, our annual due fees, we also are supposed to be sending them a budget so that they say, okay, that's what we're paying our dues for because this goes towards our budget. We're really supposed to send that budget. We have got to knuckle down and give them a budget.
I agree.
Okay, so I don't have any heartburn over that. Does any other board have a problem with that?
That puts the pressure on us to get it done.
Do we make a motion?
I think
for that.
There's things, this is why it's been debated for years. There's things in the bylaws and the deed restrictions that have to be worked out, but there's rules in there that govern this stuff. I don't know if there's a rule that says we have to send out a budget. It's been customary.
I recall reading that.
It does say you have to send the budget
with us. As board of directors, we have the right to modify the budget as necessary. I think it's time for a proposal to accept the budget as it's been submitted to go ahead with it. At this moment, the budget that we've reviewed this evening is sufficient to get us off the ground and moving.
But we are off the ground and moving because we have already approved the preliminary budget.
What has been our customary date to start accruing interest? At the end of February, if assessments are not paid by...
March is when we started.
March 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't approve a budget, then we would be, before we meet again, we would be into that time. And I don't, if somebody doesn't pay by the 1st, but we meet in the 10th or the 15th, and by then we approve a budget. If those that have, then we start accruing interest. I think we're...
Did anybody find anything with this particular budget discussion this evening that's unacceptable, that needs to be modified?
Not complete.
We just have to refine it. We haven't.
We still have several blank spots on it.
Yeah.
I think the whole thing should be reviewed.
It needs restructuring. There's no doubt in my mind. But again, being able to go forward with the budget, approved budget, and then handle it one line. And
if it were me, I would say go ahead with last year's budget and then get it fixed and do it right. Which is basically which is basically what we're doing, because I am paying bills
that we need to not pay.
We're still in review. I don't think we've been finalized or approved this budget.
Okay.
We're still under a preliminary budget, and I'm okay with no interest may be applied to late assessments for this year, for 2009 year. But as far as prior years, if they're late, they're late.
If
they're already accruing, it will continue to run until
paid. Continue to run. Okay. But as far as this budget year, I'm okay with that.
I'm okay.
So would you?
I'll make a motion that we don't start charging interest, or if the payments are late, if we don't have the budget out to them until that budget is out. And then if they haven't paid them, then we start charging 18% interest.
Yeah, but
just one little clarification. It used to be that interest started the end of March. It was moved up till the 1st of March, but the bills were normally sent out, and they were due and payable on January 1st. All the bills this year went out and said they aren't even due until the end of February.
Right.
Well, I think the printing confused some people. This should only be 2 weeks, and it should be
so. We shouldn't even be charging the interest until the end of March.
Yeah,
I have to restructure my motion, because they shouldn't be charged till the end of March if they're not even due till the 1st of March. How can you charge them interest if they haven't paid?
Well, we haven't approved the budget, so the time isn't specific.
Until we approve the budget, then no interest.
Is it a motion?
And let's approve the budget.
Yes, okay.
Any second?
I second approving the budget.
Well, that's not what we're talking about.
No, we're not talking about that right now.
10 seconds, we get motion.
Let's go home.
Okay, so the motion was that no interest may be applied to late assessments for the year 2009 budget until said budget has been approved.
That was the motion.
Is that the motion?
That's the motion.
Any second?
I second it.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. In favor of that motion?
Aye.
Or any
abstain.
Any abstentions or any negative?
Any nays?
No nays?
No nays.
Okay. And also on this fourth bullet, on this other proposal, that DSRA will sign their right of first refusal on all future sales of real property and membership to Clarkson Properties Incorporated. This is in reference to C bylaw number 10, and in bylaw number 10, basically it states that if someone wants to sell their property, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it right in front of me, is that they're to give DSROA first right of refusal to purchase that property.
That is not every member. That's not for every member, is it? That says DSROA will assign the right of first refusal on all.
That in the bylaws.
Is that for every member? Does DSROA have the first right of refusal to anybody?
Anybody.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. From my experience, that has not been exercised.
No.
Ben, go ahead.
Well, my question, in the last 20 years, have we ever effectively changed the bylaws?
A little.
We have had a patch, because, I mean, we had several there a couple years ago.
1997, there was 6 or 8 changes.
Okay, and that's, okay.
And it's time.
Yeah, there's one, 11 was changed in 97, 12 was changed in 97, 13
2003.
Okay.
I'm trying to, you know, basically, if we're assigning our right, a first right of refusal, it's something that, I don't know, if we can assign it, I'm not sure, but I've been said that, you know, we've assigned other things.
Well, initially it was, but
the developer at Parks and right. Properties, and then he assigned it to DSROA,
uh-huh.
And he's just asking.
And he's reassigned
it.
Because he never used it.
Because we're not exercising.
We have no money
to basically,
buy anybody's property.
Yeah, right now we have no money to purchase anyone's property. It's never been exercised.
So he would like the first option back. Do we have a problem with that?
Well, let's have a discussion on that quickly. 2 minutes.
I have no problem with it. I don't care. I'm not buying that.
Well, my question is, if we're changing, how do the bylaws read now? We don't have the authority to change the bylaws.
Right.
We could make something and propose it and go this way.
It's
we
not
have
changing
several
the
things.
Bylaws. It's a matter of you assign just like you do on the budget. There are other things that have been assigned, or it would be asking me to take care of something for you.
Okay. Well, that makes
yes.
sense to assign it.
It's,
and
it's
that's
not
what
it says. We're not changing the bylaws.
Assign. And, okay, so if we were to assign this for a period of time, we could always get it back if we felt the need that we need.
Well, I think things like that will be clarified if we rewrite the bylaws.
Well, that's what I say. This is temporary because sometime if the bylaws change, it needs to be just corrected and fixed once and
yes.
for all.
Right.
One of the benefits is if the SROA was operating effectively, that's great. But if not, since we're a government and we stumble all over ourselves, it benefits everyone in the association to maintain our values. Again, nobody wants our taxes to go through the roof. But at the same time, I have three lots of Deer Springs. If I ever get in a position, I've got to sell one or two of those. I don't want to get 10 cents on the dollar for it because values have been. You know, we've seen some of those volatility. So at times, there are people who you know, need to sell. If they have a way under a first right, somebody they know is willing and can purchase that, improve it, turn around, and put it back on the market, that if anybody's, you know, willing to do, right now, the original developer is the only one that's ever kind of done some of that function, then it does help to maintain some of the values for the rest of us that are on in it for the long haul.
And have to sell it for $5,000?
Right.
There's
right.
some other communication that I'm thinking of that I don't want to take time to. There's a communication opportunity and responsibility that would be beneficial to the coordination of sales and record keeping and everything to place that in somebody's hand. It has not been effective. It costs the association nothing, but there would be some communication benefit and record keeping that could go with that.
And if okay, and if we do assign this, and with your record keeping, those records would be shared with the board.
Fine.
Yeah. I think everything that you know, this is also. I don't want to get off into the record keeping, you know, problems. We have plenty of them, which we're going to address with our master plan and everything this year. But anything, I feel that's, you know, along with water rights, change of ownership, all of those things would be beneficial.
When lots are sold, they come across my desk.
So they have to update the membership,
and
it's a matter of public
yeah,
record.
Yeah, it's a matter of public record, but then if we have a record of way of, that the board can track this stuff too, why not share the information? It's just information. Okay.
You come across my desk now, so you know that. When
a lot is No, they come across your desk right now.
Yes.
But I'm not aware of it.
Okay, but
so,
I didn't know
so
you needed to be.
I need
to. I'm just doing my job.
Well, if it comes across your desk,
they ask that
and
they
you're our bookkeeper.
You're supposed to be.
We need to be aware.
Yeah, we
need
to know.
The title insurance company calls me to
yeah.
find out if there's any dues owed on it and that sort of thing, and then they copy that.
No, but I'm just saying, let's share information. That way, no one's.
Definitely,
right,
that should be
know.
Part of a monthly
it should
report.
Be.
On
I
report.
Had nobody told me.
Well,
no, now
I,
she
I,
knows.
No, let me clarify, Linda. Linda, let me clarify on that.
Know who our membership
I think John
is.
Clarified very clear last meeting. Any mail you open and anything comes across your desk, he as president needs to know about. If not, when I was president, I wouldn't let anybody open the mail. And I had that stuff because somebody has to know.
Yeah.
Right now, he's
yeah.
the one that's entrusted with that.
I get 6-8 pieces of mail a day.
You need to have him briefed on it in some manner.
E-mail.
That's his
call
responsibility.
And
no. And then we'll discuss this whole
thing. You need to figure out how it works. But
there's,
we can't keep it. Every meeting we've had something that you say, well, I knew, and we as a board are in the dark.
Yeah.
We have to know what's going on, or
okay.
we have to go a different way.
Okay. I'm not opposed to it.
That's why I want to clarify when you said I didn't know that. Last meeting, he told you, I need to know everything that comes across your desk.
So when I get an assessment and you want me to email you who sent their assessments in?
That can be part of your monthly. That should
some
be
way,
that
a weekly or maybe not every day.
Part of your monthly report.
Right. Right.
It should be part of the financial report.
Exactly. Right.
It's another $50 a month.
We'll talk about evaluating our employees.
We're going to have to make a list.
But that
so
may have to go on later. I don't know. Okay, so with that last line.
You know that you really came up in my eyes that you didn't decide to do a bailout on those late assessments.
No, we're not
future
going to
generation.
All right, Brent. Okay, so, all right.
John, let me suggest on that. Because I would.
Do we need to act on this right now?
Act on that. Let me suggest that I think it would be appropriate for you to do it.
Okay.
And to even move one step further, because Fulmer's in the background here, and to satisfy Dave, I've spent, and I can give you receipts, for about $25,000 thus far this year.
That's in cash.
With my wife's approval, I would say that is not going to be billed or satisfied in any way to DSROA if you'll go ahead and do some of these other things. Now, if not, then I think DSROA should be responsible for some of these things that we've already done. I'm anxious to get this thing moving and to save the time, and to satisfy, you know, the demands, so that we could forget and forgive the monies that we've already spent, which is 100% to the advantage of DSROA, and not hold it as an unpaid mortgage, if you'll go ahead and finish some of these things. But I don't want to do that if we're going to wait another 6 months. You know,
it's dumping more money in a hole.
Thank you, Dale. That's a good offer. I appreciate that. I think we are moving forward, and I think we have come to we just have to figure out where we can work in this budget, where monies can be made available.
Well, if anybody has a better plan, the raise improvement,
yeah.
I made the best offer that I could that's fair and decent, and if anybody can find money or do it differently, fine. But I would like to either get on or get off.
Okay.
You know.
Well, I understand. You know, we either fish or cut bait. I understand that, and then that.
Okay, give us your proposal how we're making some more money so we can give it to Al. He came up with a way to get
okay.
money.
So did as far as the first right of refusal, I'm just trying to figure out that's where we're at right now. It's not on, we're not going the.
I make the motion that we give him the first right of refusal. It's the same thing.
If we'll assign, just go ahead and read this.
If DSR will assign their right, DSR will assign their right of first refusal on all future sales of real property memberships to Clarkson.
Any second? That's the motion.
Are you sure that we can do that according to our bylaws?
I think that where it's worded assigned,
way it's
you know, we're not changing the bylaws. We can't change the bylaws, but we can assign that under the bylaws until it's a change in the bylaws, which would require a vote of the entire membership.
Okay.
I don't think we have the power to assign that.
Problem with it.
Add that to what?
To this number four.
As far as the amendment of the bylaws?
Yes.
Having them amended?
Yes.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
By and approved by the membership.
No, I'll withdraw it.
You can't do that. No.
It'll be 6 months.
If you have to try it, it'll take 2 years.
It would take forever, but.
Yeah. It has no. You authorize
Well, Dale, this option has not been taken up by the board. I mean, this option, we've never exercised this option that I know of. So this, it doesn't, that line in there doesn't really affect you now, does it? I mean, would it?
What?
I mean, that we're not using exercising the first right of refusal.
Doesn't make any difference whether you've ever used it or done use it. If you want to authorize me to work with the membership and to correspond and to record
keep, help them sell their property.
If you ask me to do that, I will do it.
That's what he's saying. Fine.
We would add at the end of this,
yeah,
until bylaws are amended by a vote of the membership.
Fine.
I have a problem with
that.
I didn't have a problem. But
we can both ways. He has the assignment until it gets changed by a vote of the people. It would not be a permanent and a final thing until the entire membership votes on it.
We have
the responsibility on the board to either amend the bylaws or just let it ride.
That's right. And
I
if it
have no problem with
so that's
okay. I'm sorry.
To amend your motion,
Dave didn't want to do anything until it could be voted.
No, he was just wanting to say to clarify that,
right.
We may follow through with the bylaw change when we can get that.
The right as the board and the members of the association to modify the bylaws to either accept or reject that. But right now, we have the right as the board to assign it to you.
And we go ahead and assign it to him for now.
Until bylaws are amended by the membership.
So you're at...
And I
you
made
were making the motion.
I
don't know. She made the motion.
I made the motion. Somebody has
I need
second.
A second.
Before you vote on this, people call me and want to know if there is property for sale at the ranch.
Call Dale, he'll know.
Well, right now we have two real estate agents, three that I've...
Well, any agent can sell property out here. It's just that's not what we're dealing with right now, though.
Well, I thought that's what he was just saying.
No.
Okay.
He has the first right of refusal. I need a second.
I apologize for interrupting.
Nobody seconds anything. Would you second?
You want me to?
Yeah.
I can second that based on the way
that it states that it's amended, okay?
Until bylaws are amended by the membership.
We have motion has been made and seconded. Motion has
been
made by Shauna.
Can you restate the main motion?
Yeah, Shauna, can you restate your motion in full?
If a DSROA will assign their right of first refusal on all future sales of real property membership to Clarkson. Until the bylaws are amended by the membership.
We don't have the ability to do that today.
Why?
Vote for it or against it. It's
no,
a motion on
the bylaws. We don't have that power.
No, we're not changing the bylaws.
We aren't changing
so
it. We're just assigning.
We don't have that ability, so how can we assign it?
We do have that ability.
Okay, where in the covenants or bylaws does it say that?
We're not changing it. We're assigning it.
No, I understand, but where do we have that ability? It's not listed in the bylaws. Or the
what ability?
To assign something.
No, the ability for right of first.
That is in number 10 of the bylaws.
Did we lose them again? Oh, we still.
Number 10 of the bylaws.
Right. That's been in there since the very day one of the bylaws.
We're not changing
the bylaws.
Depending
on what set of bylaws you have, it may say Clarkson Property has it, because they did for the first 25 years.
Can I ask a question?
So you
want
to reassign it? No. Okay.
John.
Yes, Vance.
Can I ask a quick question here?
Yes.
In this gray area between you guys doing this and it getting voted on, say I decide to sell my lots tomorrow and I go to Adobe, what happens to me?
Well, no, what you should have done is you should have, in the first 30 days, offered it to the ranch.
What if I don't? What happens?
That's a law in our bylaw.
No, answer the question.
If you have a sale with Adobe, they write up a contract. First right of refusal says that you send a copy written to DSROA or whoever holds this first right. They have 30 days to release it or to take preference rights. Doesn't hold you up other than the 30-day first right of refusal. Any real estate company can do it.
Will the title company find us?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So when they do a title search, that's when they'll know.
That'll come up.
That is where it'll come up. That's how they'll know.
Does that answer your question, Vance? It answered. It enlightened me some.
It's already
in our bylaw.
Yeah.
But you're in a gray area right now with an unvoted on change to the bylaws.
No, we haven't changed the bylaw yet.
Let's move ahead.
Okay, we have a motion, and it's been seconded.
The agreement has been totally changed. What we voted on last month, totally null and void.
I don't know what you're talking about, Dustin.
Okay, we have a motion. It's been seconded.
What you're talking about is a totally new agreement.
No.
Right?
We aren't.
No, we're just reworking. We're reworking the agreement.
Well, it's totally new, in my mind. So, you know,
yeah,
you're
going
to have to hammer that out and then do a new vote.
It's not anything to do with agreement.
This
vote accordingly.
Are you taking a vote?
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against?
I say aye. 3 in favor, 1 opposed. Any abstentions?
I abstain.
1 abstention. Doesn't carry. Okay. It's something that we're going to have to address or look into.
Discuss further.
Well, let's have a discussion on it within the week, though. Every one of us has a copy of the bylaws that one must take.
This is an issue. We still have 2 other board members that can vote that haven't. They're not here today, but we can postpone. We can bring this up again within the week.
Okay.
And we'll give Ed and John a chance to weigh in on this.
Okay, so where are we at?
Okay. I am on the old business. We're at number 3, 40,000-gallon water tank. We've discussed that a little bit today. I'm going to table that till what we need to do is see if there's another contractor out there and see what's needed, see what we can do. Maybe we can put filtration in the lines we just need to make sure that we have potable water from that tank, and that it it doesn't cause any further problems downstream from the problems with the tank. So we'll table that. Lawsuit update. I have not received anything since last month. Okay, so it's still in the works, and haven't received any additional information on that.
We have to get something done on this water tank, though. Who do we all assign that to? Who's working on that?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
With Vance, I think the committee working on that, we just encourage to go ahead. That's still, we're not going to solve that in board meeting. That's another
thing. No, that's fine.
We have
saying.
Committee and some members that Vance has put a ton of time into this.
They're still working
on
it.
And Paul knows
okay.
What's going on. And if they need more help, they hopefully will ask.
That's
but
something that if I can get a bid, I can call and,
absolutely.
And
yeah.
Let's go forward
yep.
With it.
Yep.
Well,
something.
Get a bid. And
yeah,
depending bring on the bid, we can determine whether how far we can go forward
you
on it.
You can email
it. It all
that.
Depends on.
If you get it to John, and if we have to email it out and we take a straw poll vote to approve something.
We'll do a quick one, we can do
hey,
that.
Hey, John?
Yes.
I have some information on the tank coating issue, if I can break in for a minute.
Is it something that you can email us?
Yeah, it is. I've got some alternative replying to me in next Tuesday.
Okay, great. Let's advance, let's keep everybody in the loop.
Okay.
Or by email, and then, that's something we can.
All right.
I appreciate that, Vance.
Okay.
Thank you.